Did you bring condoms?
Okay, fine. It'll be a three-way.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
This episode of the
Jay Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guys Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
What are we talking about, guys? We're on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
We're talking about stuff. We're talking about things. We're talking about it being important. It's real, y'all. It's live. It's real. It's totally real.
Yeah, what is this?
Well, then, you know what? I hate Jerry Jonestown Massacre. They're fucking assholes.
Pussy.
And, you know, I just can't stand them, you know?
So people like this podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate Dustin and Matt and, you know.
These guys are just all like, oh, fucking chicks.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. Maybe you're a little wasty face.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm a fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy.
What do y'all talk about?
Their name is Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
You ruined it with your conservative talk and, like, don't ban this ammunition and all this other stuff.
Churches listen to this?
Matt apparently has spaghetti in his pubes.
Spaghetti!
They're racist bigots.
You have a Muslim on your America show. I don't know how good you're going to do on the ratings there.
Retards are stupid. You know, black people are going to hell.
He gets racist sometimes.
Ese, pigue, mente, segundo.
Unlistenable liars that think retards are stupid, and I quote,
I'm gay, okay? And all I want is somebody to fucking love me.
So you're a full-blown lesbian.
You felt Justin's butt. Feel his butt. Touch his butt.
Seriously?
For real. Touch his butt.
Dustin, you have the cleanest pubes.
Also, they don't mention sports.
If he was in a Mortal Kombat game, his fatality would be the butt crunch.
I may be pregnant with one of y'all's babies.
I touched the butt.
It doesn't even feel real. Oh my god.
All I want is somebody to fucking love me, man. I just want love and ammunition.
I'm actually just gonna pee my pants right here.
Red pants.
Fuck this podcast shit. It's stupid.
Number 393. It is October 27th, 2020. You have 3 days left to early vote.
I did my civic duty on the way here.
You did it today.
Did it. And we went and celebrated afterwards. Thank you, Susie.
You are welcome.
I had
welcome.
A lot of drinks.
Yeah. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Dustin, for coming and celebrating my Americanness.
We celebrated you being an American.
Yep. Really, Rita and I had plans before all y'all.
I did invite myself, didn't
yeah,
I?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Sorry.
I don't understand how all that went down.
It's all right.
I just showed up and
Rita
everybody
and
was
I
there.
Are the important part of that equation.
Absolutely.
We like to eat.
Yeah.
We like to drink.
I like to eat and I forgot to eat.
We like to party.
Do you? I like to party.
I like to party.
That's
we all like to party. Funny. Fuck this show. Let's go party.
You should.
Y'all, nobody started doing the Venga Boys. Dang it. I was hoping.
The what?
The Venga Boys. We like to party. We like to party.
Dustin, who is that playing?
The Venga Busters.
It's the Royal Sons.
And everybody's jumping.
Sound amazing.
In fact, they have a show
on Saturday.
This Saturday night, Halloween night at Lola's Trailer Park. So,
woo!
If you have been missing local music and don't have any plans on Halloween night, there's your place to go. Come see some bands, play some music, or a band play some music.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun time.
I'll be there with my homies.
Ladies like to dance the Royal Sun Show.
I am.
A lot.
Oh, okay.
They like dancing.
One of the few nice places on 7th.
Yes.
It's off 7th.
It is.
It's on 6th.
Well, off 7th.
Over in that area.
A place where you probably won't be
That's
shy.
One of the pretty bands.
It is true. Every member of that band is stupid good looking.
Yeah, it's
That's a band of beautiful men.
I've never been in a band like that.
You've never been in a band of beautiful men?
Beautiful men, no. It was always the dirty, stinky men.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I play in a band of stinky men now.
And it's almost like each one of them is like better looking than the next one. And then they just...
Who's your favorite? Who's your number one?
Yeah,
right
if you're going to rank the Royal Sons in order of...
No. The one with the beard.
Which one has the beard?
That narrows it down.
Now, don't they all have beards at some
point? That's weird. Did you guys?
Is that the
that's
joke?
What I said about the methinks. Exactly. I love the one with the beard.
You love the one with
the,
one with the beard and his hat turned around.
Thank you.
And his hat turned around, right?
No, I do. Boys with their hats turned around. I'm always like, am I in love or is his hat just backwards?
So no, getting back to the question though, what is your number one? Let's give us your number one.
This is getting weird.
Yeah. No.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to give you my number one. Sorry.
Why are you gonna? Is it going to be awkward when you see them?
No.
Is it not Chad?
I don't think so. No, it's not Chad.
Chad might be my number one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Marcus is the only one that's clean shaven.
I love Johnny, too, though. It alternates. It's like when I want a hairy man, it's Johnny. Sea Hunter? What's the guy's name? The writer that was on acid and stuff and did Fear and Loathing.
Oh, Hunter S. Thompson. Yeah.
When I want him, then it's Chad.
I have a question. Do you think any candy will be handed out that is spiked with drugs at this
show?
No, people don't give away drugs. That's what
usually
I
what?
They ask you if you want drugs, but they don't give them away.
Well, and you know
not
that
like hide them. At
spike
least.
Your candy, you know.
Well, I
agree.
Yeah.
They're expensive, right?
Like I'm not going to give you my edibles.
I think
for
those
funsies.
Guys just get.
But
drugs
if you
given
want
to.
Them,
I think the Royal Sons just
you
get...
You always give me your edibles.
I do share edibles with you. It
nice.
Is
They'll be
true.
Like, hey, do you want some drugs? I've never heard of anybody actually, you know...
That was me.
Pay me for my drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. So or, you know...
Yeah.
I would like
put
you for you to
drugs
pay
drugs inside your drink or whatever and see what happens.
Although there was a case a few years ago where some kid, like in the ninth grade, put acid in one of his teacher's coffee or something, and the guy like had a mental breakdown. They had to take him to the hospital and shit.
So we had a kid that I went to school with that I'd love to know where he is now. Mm-hmm. But in high school, he put acid in the mashed potatoes at lunch. And they didn't really do anything because mashed potatoes isn't like real fluid. It's just someone was eating their mashed potatoes and then ate a piece of paper in it, and they were the only ones affected. He thought it was going to affect everybody, and it was like, no, potatoes aren't a liquid.
Yeah, you would have to have a blotter. Yeah, a dropper.
That's
do like a blotter
funny.
Hit.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
So one person ended up tripping.
You want to hear something that was stupid, and I hated doing it, but actually I liked it. In high school, we used to have Friday, and we would make weed brownies, right? And then one of the brownies, like one asshole that would make the weed brownies on our brownie Fridays would always be like, and there's a special treat in one of the brownies. So
have fun.
Yeah.
Have
and
fun.
It was a hit of acid.
We'll have fun.
Yeah.
I used to celebrate Fridays.
With Friday? Yeah.
But unfortunately, that was usually the days that my tests were on.
Oh, yeah. That's always the worst.
I think that went through.
So you did Beavis and Butthead while you were testing?
Oh my
tasting.
Goodness.
I didn't have Beavis and Butthead back then. It was
you did.
It was Angry
my
Sun.
My allergies are killing me.
Funny Money.
Yeah, that was in the same time
was it?
Period. Wasn't
Daffy
it?
Duck.
Yeah.
I don't even know what time? You guys are talking about.
I don't
know. Talking about acid.
Beavis and Butthead. They're around the same time.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I never had Beavis and
Butthead.
Like
in the late 90s or the from like 92 to 95, wasn't it?
Never had Beavis and Butthead.
I graduated in 1990.
They also there was something else they called it, like White Fluff or something too.
Blue Shield.
It was another thing.
Had Blue Shield.
That's Viagra, sir.
Can you hear the stuffiness in my nose?
No.
Yeah. Would you come over here and get allergic to everything?
I did. I'm allergic to everything in here. I don't know what it is.
There's a lot of
that's insulting.
DNA.
There's a lot of DNA in this.
Yeah, there's a lot of DNA in this room. Oh,
sir?
So I guess we should go around the table and introduce everyone. You know one of these voices because she just can't stay away from here.
She's the cutest.
Thank you. That must be me.
Can't stay away from here. Has her own show. Did her own show on Sunday, and then was like, you know what? I got to talk some more, so I'm going to come over.
Love yeah, that's how that happened.
Sorry,
that's how that happened.
That is exactly how that happened. Hey, everybody, I'm Susie.
And then joining us, first timers, virgins, taking y'all's virginity.
What are you doing
over there?
I'm trying to turn it off. Sorry, I'm trying to do the
streaming
chat
our
with
own
everybody.
Show.
Well, I'm trying to get in the chat room. So,
oh. joining us over here.
JJTM.
And you're already getting yelled at in the
chat room. In the chat room.
You are.
Why?
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Who's yelling
Speaking
at
of members of MeThinks.
Rita saying, what's Fajita.
Hi.
Rita Fajita.
We have
That's
Rita.
What
yelling
says.
At me.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Trash Rita. Pockets.
Where are you from?
Is it Trash Pockets?
What band do you play in?
Yes.
I play in no band. But I did see that he ate some good
chicken
fried steak yesterday.
Because yesterday was chicken fried steak.
Yep.
Was yesterday chicken fried steak?
National chicken fried steak day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
National. Damn it.
You missed it.
CFS.
Yeah, I missed it.
I almost commented on his photo and was like, how come you never invite me to enjoy chicken fried steak with you?
Trash Pockets, what you need to do is inside your chicken fried steak tattoo is have little marks tattooed in.
Little hashtags.
For every hashtag. Steaks.
Every time you
oh
have
Oh my
it.
Gosh, that yes. Like cool. every, like a notch in the belt.
Yeah.
So yeah, really Brandon.
Awesome. That would cost a lot of money.
Brandon's in the chat room. I'm giving roll call with my phone. I don't even have my computer. That's how rad I am.
That is
and
rad.
And then our final guest in here for the first time. Go ahead, introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin. What band are you in?
Never been in one.
There you go.
Rita's Band of Thieves.
That's a good band.
Aren't you and Rita a folk singing trio that drives across the country?
Duo. They're a duo. There's only two of them.
No, the dog helps.
The dog.
Oh, okay. That's
what we do.
I miss the dog.
When we're by ourselves.
Y'all travel the country in a Winnebago?
He does a washboard.
So... Yeah, we, as Matt said, Matt went and voted, then we ran into you guys at BJ and the Bear. And
well, we tried to go to Bar Louie,
yeah,
which I didn't know was closed.
Yep.
And then we're like, hey, we're doing a podcast, man. It's Tuesday.
Yeah. And,
Where's Bar? Oh,
it's at the mall, too.
I forgot.
The malls are kind of getting sad.
Because I was going to, we were going to go to Sweet Thai Basil, Rita and I. And so then Matt was like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, well,
like
I can go meet you for a drink before I go meet Rita. And then I was all, I've been drinking.
When did you start drinking?
And I didn't know. With you.
At 9 a.m.
Okay.
I wish
at
it would have been
like a day drinking.
That would have been fun.
I started drinking
on a Tuesday.
Mountain.
When we do day drinking, we have a lot of fun.
That is true. That is very
sounds like
true.
A lot of trouble.
It is a lot of trouble, and we travel like we walk from bar to bar to bar, but we have a lot of fun.
I cannot wait to do that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
One day. That's one day, someday, over the rainbow.
So when I was on my way here, my daughter Katie called me. She was like,
she's pregnant.
No. So my son had called me a few weeks ago, and he was like, hey, Mom.
He's pregnant.
No. He's like,
with each other.
No. He's all, what do you know about the Church of Satan? And I was like, God, I love the Church of Satan. I've got lots of friends who are members of it, and I get invited to their book club all the time. And he's like, excellent.
What?
I haven't tried it yet, but this smells really good. You should probably say what we're drinking.
What is that?
This
is the True
Complex.
Vine. The open one, right? Not True Vine.
Turning
Point.
Did you smell it before you swigged it?
Oh, it's complex. Glorious. It's a good beer. Honestly, they make some of the best stouts in the city.
This is good.
Not a lot of people know about Turning Point.
Turning Point's great. It's over in Hearst, right there at the border of Hearst and Bedford.
Yeah.
This Brown reminds Trail me of that and Three Bedford Nations Banana Nut or whatever they had for a while.
I'll give you a banana nut. Anyway.
Sir? What? Sorry I interrupted you, but this beer smells really good.
So back to your... you. Subscribing to the Church of Satan and becoming a member.
Okay, right. And so then I was like, I've got one particular very good girlfriend and I can like hook you up with it. And he's like, well, I asked Katie to join the church so that she could be like my in. So of course Katie was like, hell yeah, I'll join the Church of Satan. So she goes online, fills out her little membership. So she called me on my way here. She's like, Mom, I know you're good friends with somebody in the Church of Satan. Can you like get me all like hooked up for this, you know, and get me into the book club and all this stuff? So I was like, heck yeah, I can. So
what is wrong with your kids?
There's nothing wrong with my kids.
Why do they want to be in the Church of Satan?
Well, it's a good church. It's a good religion to belong to.
Come on now.
Look it up. Look up the tenets of the Church of Satan and tell me that that's not a good religion to belong to.
I prefer Satan Synagogue than the Church of Satan. That's just my thing. That's my sect.
So anyways, my phone keeps going off because now I'm in a group chat with everybody talking about the next Church of Satan book club meeting when they're going to go. Oh, boy.
Okay.
That's well, my children.
When well, is it? Something happened to the cameras.
I don't know. But they're, because they're,
it's pending.
I'm letting them talk. Yeah. But yeah. No, so Katie and Brian both said that they went online and checked out the tenets, and they were like, yep, this is
tenets.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have deacons, they have tenets? Or is the tenet like a Bible verse?
A tenet. How does
the Church of Satan work?
A tenet
is a rule, right?
Is a rule, yeah.
I just learned something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Ten Commandments, the Ten Tenets?
Yeah, it's what they live by. Let me look it up.
I thought Satanists lived by no sense makes sense.
No sense
Chaos
makes
theory.
Sense. Yeah.
You are your own God, right? You make your own rules.
You make your own rules. You are your own God. How about us? The Satanic Temple.
So Trash Pockets came back and he said he thought about getting gravy teardrop tattoos for every year.
He should.
Nice. Which is genius.
Nice.
It's got to be the same color though, too. It's got to be like an off-white, yeah. Gray, very cum-looking.
Okay, so here are the seven the seven fundamental tenets of the Church of Satan.
Okay, we're doing more Satanism.
Are you
okay.
ready?
Yeah, I'm really not comfortable with any of this.
I'm okay with it.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I'm
go
ready.
Ahead.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Interested.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, number one. One should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
That's any church.
Yeah.
Number Next. Two. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Antifa.
That is... any church.
Okay.
It isn't any church.
One's kinda. Body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
That sounds pedo-ish.
That means nobody can fuck with you.
Yeah.
And people can touch with my body?
No, it means that you're in charge of your own body.
You get your own.
Okay.
You make your own decisions.
Yeah.
So your body's not a temple and it's not a member of God?
It's a vessel.
A vessel to God?
A vessel.
Yeah. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own.
Sounds like the mantra of our show.
Yeah.
Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care to never distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
All of this is in the JJTM manifesto.
Number six.
Are worried about scientific
facts? I liked that
last
one.
Yeah.
People are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused.
I'm out. I don't make mistakes.
And then number seven.
You're perfect.
Yeah. Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
Can I have number two again?
Number two was...
Can I get number four again?
Can I have a number seven with a side of gravy?
You know what? I'm putting this away.
No, I want number two.
Oh,
come on.
Let's hear number two again.
Oh, dang it. Now I have to pull it back up. This is all your
You're not
fault.
A very good disciple of Satan.
Sorry.
You should have this memorized.
It's exactly right.
I should have it memorized.
It's like the Texas pledge.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Right.
Okay. What about a daisy chain for Satan?
I love that song.
Thrill Kill Cult on Confessions of an Eye.
That's a good one.
Where does that fit in?
It fits right in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, see, it's not bad.
All right. Well,
not as bad as you thought it was,
that's a good
right?
little segment, Susie.
Okay, so everything I've heard about the Church of Satan is that it's not really...
Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do a whole segment.
You're not really worshiping Satan.
Right.
It's more just fundamentals of life.
Yeah. I thought it was just worshiping yourself.
It's just being,
it
more,
pretty much
just being just good, being, moral people.
Yeah, being good,
I know
moral
I
people.
Had a witch that cast a spell on me when I was in the 8th grade.
Really?
Now yep. you're hers?
I think so. I've had... It's called Stubbs Luck. Ever since that... Yeah.
I've cast spells on very few people.
You're being serious, aren't you?
Confession time.
Yeah, let's hear about these spells.
Yeah,
let's talk about
tell
this.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Who are these people?
No.
And do they know?
Did you cast a spell on someone because they didn't kiss you during Spin the Bottle?
What? No.
That's what she did. She's
that
pissed,
doesn't sound like something like, she'd do.
Wait, this. That was a teacher?
No, it wasn't a teacher.
I thought you said a teacher cast a spell on you when you were young.
No,
no,
said,
I don't think I did say that.
That's not what he said.
Oh.
All right, so what's been going on in your world?
No, no, no. Let's get a list of these names of people you've cast spells
on.
Yeah,
I want to hear Have you cast a spell on me?
This is all Halloween-y.
No, I have not cast a spell on you.
Can you rebuke a spell off me?
I could, yeah. I could do some stuff to help it.
Like what?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah,
sage is always good.
Yeah.
But I do a lot with candles.
Sage.
A bunch of rocks.
I've got a lot of rocks, but I do a lot with knot
work. A bunch
of
incense and rocks.
I do knots.
What you do?
Knots? What's that? Wait, hold on.
You do your spell with knots, and then you
what
give,
do you mean?
You give like the knots to the person. Yeah, on a rope or a string.
Apparently you can make knot words.
Mm-hmm.
And read them with your fingers.
Are you a warlock? A Wiccan?
I read books.
Oh, okay.
I do lots of knot work and lots of candle
work.
Did
we just walk into a coven?
I know. What just happened?
What kind of show happened here?
Me and Justin.
You guys got to stop taking so many shrooms on the weekend.
A coven of two.
You know people.
I think y'all ate too many shrooms this weekend. Is what happened.
That's not possible.
It's not possible to eat
until
too
you're
shrooms.
Casting spells. Moon dancing.
A lot of mushrooms, like on my burger and with my
your salad.
Salad.
And yeah.
Sauteed.
Sauteed.
So
I love
yummy.
Sauteed mushrooms.
Me too.
Do you have shroom tea?
No, but I did make some good tea on a Sunday morning while we were camping, and it was fantastic.
Yeah?
It was delicious.
So good.
Mm-mm.
I made shroom tea when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. My parents were out of town, and it made this weird smell, and I thought for sure my parents were going to know. And I was like, a few hours afterwards, like, there's 0% chance my parents are going to know what shroom tea tastes like. And we put like 12 caps in it and then went to Omni Theater.
Jesus.
It's one of my coolest trips I've ever had.
Nice.
And did your mom come home and like
eat them?
You left it sitting in the fridge.
We ate all
fridge,
the caps after we drank it.
She like specifically knew the smell.
That's what I was paranoid about. I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to know. They're going to know the smell of shroom tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that ever been said?
I have.
You've
I
been
could
drinking smell like shroom
I've
tea.
I've got friends that do
I can smell
their
it. Do you think Jesus would do shrooms?
Do you
think Jesus would do mushrooms, Matt?
Yes, I do.
It smells like mushrooms in your room.
That's what they say lots of the olden times, like the Aztec people and stuff. Their religious experiences were them just doing drugs.
Oh, yeah. I totally believe
weed
it, too.
Weed and Extobintune.
Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
That's the one you lick off the toad, right?
DMT.
Oh, yeah, DMT.
Any kind of DMT release that you can cause your body to
make.
Well,
isn't there a lot of stories that have come out about Moses
they say
in the burning bush was all
was
because
DMT?
Of
it was just
whatever
a trip.
The...
Well, they say it was DMT.
Never,
he had a DMT
never,
release.
All of you that are listening, do DMT on a regular basis.
On a regular... I don't think you're supposed to do it on a regular basis.
That's what you said. Never, ever
once
don't
a month
do it.
Is
to reset?
To be,
once a month you're supposed to do it.
That seems like it's too much.
At most, it's supposed to be once a month. That's how it's been done in the tribes and all that jazz.
I haven't been doing my life
I
right.
I do know for certain that if you do it more than that...
You can end up in an insane asylum.
Yeah, well, or run from the cops and...
Or become president.
Or become president.
Yeah. Yeah. I think... most of the Bibles, like especially Revelations, that has to be DMT and weird shrooms and stuff. But I've heard the same thing about the burning bush, that was actually I think I heard it on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I heard it was
podcast.
Weed.
It was like so.
It was
you heard
weed.
What?
Weed.
I've never seen a burning bush when I've smoked weed, but I would love to.
Weed back then was different. Oxygen levels were different in the air, too.
I guess you're right.
Weed just hit different back then.
We lived longer.
All the time,
yeah.
So they just,
animals
you know,
were bigger.
Add in a little bit of weed and then boom.
Animals were bigger.
Man, we started talking about the Church of Satan and our listeners just dropped right the fuck off.
Well, thanks, Susie.
That was awesome. I love
seeing
this
really
graph.
Wanted to do.
See you later.
Well, sorry.
Thanks, Susie.
Neat.
Yeah, neat. Let's talk about more devils.
Thanks for blaming this on me.
So, we went camping this weekend, had a little bit of fun.
Back to the
a lot
shrooms.
Of people are supposed to be out there, and
I didn't make it.
Yeah, what happened? What happened with all that?
Well, we'll get to that part later. But,
you texted me.
I was on fire for the Lord, and then
you were like, "Where y'all at? Send me a pin. Yeah. I'm coming out as soon as I'm done with."
Well, kind of like you, I thought, "Hey, I'm just
rodeo.
Right up the road from 380.
You were.
I could just come on down." And the more that, like, I number one, I stayed at the rodeo longer than I wanted to.
Who headlined the rodeo? Who was the musician?
Justin Moore, I think. Yeah. Some Red Dirt guy.
Spare.
There was a shit ton of people. Zero mask.
Oh, boy.
A lot of Trump stuff.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Now
yeah,
we're Trump all exposed. Everywhere.
At the Denton Rodeo.
Yeah.
In
the most liberal college town in the state of Texas, in the most conservative county.
And there's a bunch of Trump people.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I think most of the people that go to the rodeo are from out of town. Like, that's their deal. They, like, people from Denton, I don't think, go. Except people that got to work it, like me. But it was weird.
Fun?
Yeah, it was fun. And I would have made it to y'all, but we started doing shots around 9:30. And you know how that goes. Then ended up in a hot tub.
He was hanging
out
with his Trump people.
Yeah. Y'all were all talking about how you were
going to... We had a MAGA hot tub, and we stayed in there until 7:30. Yeah.
Was it in the shape of an American flag?
Heck yeah, it was, dude. In the state of Texas.
Same shape.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what?
We were talking about our boat we're going to have.
You are?
We're going to get a boat.
And y'all going to have a parade in Lake Louisville?
Right.
With all your Trump flags and
Party Cove.
Like a parade number two. But this time it was going to be already
successful.
Well, all your friends are always there, so we got to sneak in there for the MAGA stuff. Like, you've got the MAGA scene taken. Rita's got MAGA taken over. Oh. And she's like represents.
Don't you worry.
Do they have...
It's all around the neighborhood.
Do they have...
Which one? Who are we talking about?
Do they
what are we talking about?
MAGA unitards for men?
Nice.
Yeah, I believe you can get one.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. I need one of those.
Yeah.
I need it right on my package to say, make America great again. Yeah. Right
well,
there.
I think the new slogan, though, I heard on one of the podcast shows today was, I think it was No Agenda, was make America great again.
Again.
I don't
MAGA.
Think that's it.
Is it not?
I think it's keep America great.
Cat.
Well, this one.
They were, I think on No Agenda, they were saying it's make America great again.
Again.
Yeah.
I don't know what to talk
Which
about.
I like that.
Make I do too.
America
That's
great
very
again.
Confusing.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
Let's see what this says here. Let's,
so I took my dog camping.
That's not what we're talking about.
That was
right
exciting.
Now, we're talking about mushrooms.
So this was all a test for your dog.
It was a test.
And Trump. We got to
And Trump.
It was
MAGA.
A test for my dog. And he passed with flying colors.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Because you were ready to bolt.
So cute.
So how'd the hound do?
At any time.
See, my dogs would never do that. My dogs would at everything.
He did not bark once.
That's cool.
And
I want to talk about something.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So this dog she has is a...
Treeing Tennessee Brindle.
Tennessee Brindle.
Right.
Okay.
He's a hunting dog.
It's a hunting dog. Giant head. Supposed to chase down animals and run them up a tree. So I took this dog for a walk. We're walking through the woods, and this rabbit takes off right in front of us on the trail. You know what this dog did?
Nothing. Just looked at it?
Nothing.
Didn't even look at it.
Probably a country dog.
And I was like...
That's a MAGA dog.
I was like, you need to sell this dog. Then run after a rabbit, and then walking back to camp with this dog. You know what it stopped down for?
A deer.
Grasshoppers. We walked by deer bedding in the trees up underneath. That dog did nothing.
Maybe
this is not a hunting dog. This is a city dog.
But he saw
Total
a grasshopper
city.
And he went ballistic.
Sounds like a happy dog.
Saw a grasshopper, went
Sounds
nuts.
Like a stone dog.
I don't know about this dog. I think you need to
Did
sell
you
it.
Did you let him catch the grasshoppers?
No, not really. Most of the grasshoppers were cold and weren't jumping around.
Yeah.
I think they freaked out. Like, what is
How cold
weather?
Did it get that night?
Very.
40.
I was in a hot tub, so.
His MAGA hot tub.
Yeah, my MAGA
In your
hot
MAGA
tub.
Hot
yeah.
tub?
Yeah, with my friend, my MAGA thong on.
But the weird...
I
keep
going with this story. I want to know where all you ended up. Did you leave Denton?
Yeah, no. I went to my buddy's house, and we sat in a hot tub and watched this vampire comedy, which I want to talk about in a little bit, What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
I love that show.
Greatness.
Oh my gosh, it's one of my
It's like
favorites.
The Office with vampires.
Yeah.
It's genius. I love it.
So dry.
Yeah. Guillermo?
Yeah. Yeah, and I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
And we just drank.
Jack each other off in the hot tub?
Ski pole.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
pole.
Man.
Did.
No, that,
Back and forth?
That dude that is in What We Do in the Shadows, and I don't know why I can't think of his name
I need
right
to watch
now.
All of them.
Is He's the writer, funny. Is he from The Office or anything like that? Or
Do you?
No.
I'd like
Hold
to know
on.
If he has anything to do with The Office or Portlandia.
No.
No?
No. But he's super famous in England.
No, it's not him.
The writer?
Mm-mm.
Matt Berry. So Matt Berry is one of the best people in the wide world.
Matt Berry?
Yeah.
Jermaine Clement is the guy.
Matt Berry was a sportscaster from DFW that went to ESPN. Like, he worked for NBC for a while.
No. So he did Toast of London. Did you ever watch Toast of London?
Toes of London.
Toast.
Huh?
His last name is Toast.
I like Toes of London.
And he's an actor, and he just can't get a job, and it's hilarious. And then the IT Crowd. Did you ever watch the IT Crowd?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so he was in the IT Crowd.
Yeah, I watched that.
Y'all are talking about the actor.
Yeah, we're talking about Matt
Berry. Is he one of the ones that wrote it?
The guy that directed all the What We Do in the Shadows is the guy from Flight of the Conchords. Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
Didn't he write some of Portlandia? Or am I making shit up now?
He may have done an episode here and there, right?
I don't know, but I love this show. I couldn't stop watching. And
he also did that Legion.
I started Letterkenny.
Oh, I love Letterkenny.
Finally.
Yes.
You asked me to do it, and I did it.
4 years ago.
So, and my Facebook post was, I went camping with my pals this weekend.
I don't remember.
And?
I'm pretty sure I liked it because I kept watching it.
I was hanging out with my pals the other day.
So Trump's campaign slogan for 2020 is Keep America Great and Promises Made, Promises Kept.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, so it's not Make America Great Again?
No.
Damn it. See, again, he would have won. If he would have just gone with Make America Great Again, he probably would have won.
I don't know.
I'm acting like he's already lost.
Or again squared.
So we need to talk about this on the show, actually. Let's don't talk about the debate. That was an embarrassment.
Trump won,
but
I hate to say this.
Let's talk about this real quick, though. Are we going to do a election watch party?
Yes,
this is going to be done.
Yes,
at the Owl.
Yes,
that's what we're thinking about. But I'll
double check with
not
Autumn.
The Tiki Lounge, or we're doing it at the.
No, she wants to do it at the Owl.
She wants to do it there.
Okay,
The Owl's bigger.
Right, right.
There's a little more space.
Should I get an Uber?
Probably. I'm going to take Wednesday off.
Should I get a bulletproof vest?
Probably.
Yeah.
I will be carrying a weapon into a bar. Wait, no, I'm not.
I was like, what?
Don't say that.
You can just come stay with me that night.
Would you like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would.
All right. Get some post-election snugs in.
Some post-election
y'all
snugs.
Y'all can cry on each other's shoulders.
Yeah. And watch CNN and Fox and snug up.
Yeah. You'll cry if Biden loses. Matt will cry if Trump loses.
One of us snore. Is crying.
Because
I'll put my MAGA lingerie on.
Everybody on social media thinks you're a Trump follower and a Trump lover.
Yeah, that's funny that all of a sudden I heard this.
I think that's
hilarious. Trump
it was just, it was hilarious. Your post.
It is funny.
It's hilarious. Will you hand me that crazy German beer?
Yeah, sure.
It's in the freezer.
German beer?
In the
How
freezer.
About Make America Great beer? Which one do you want, homie?
I'm surprised he doesn't have his own beer or wine.
Because he doesn't drink.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he does Adderall.
Has that been proven, though?
I don't know.
People assume that because he flies around all over the place. Like, didn't he do, like, two rallies yesterday after he swore in that Supreme Court judge?
How do we feel about that?
I don't understand
I'm
how
very
the man,
upset about it.
Like, let's he's on something, probably.
Now, hold on. Let's really talk about that. Because
about what?
The Supreme Court, Amy.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Amy.
It's a bunch of bullshit that they could railroad her through and get her elected and can't even
but
do
the
a
Democrats
stimulus
are the one
package.
That caused that with the judicial filibuster, though. They're the ones that did it.
That's the thing. Whose fault is it?
Yeah, Democrats were the one that made that available
it's
in 2017.
Like Trump was
trying
the
to
one
get
that
rid of the filibuster. Is that what you're saying?
No, they lowered the vote to just a simple majority rather than 60 votes. And so they made a judicial – yeah, exactly. It has to do with getting rid of the judicial filibuster. Democrats did that. I think – what was his name? Friedman? Whoever was in charge of the majority.
I'm just
which
upset.
Was under Obama's administration. They were the ones that brought it down to – I think 52 is the majority now,
mm-hmm.
and that or 50 or something like that, and that's what happened.
I'm upset that when we were in the election year and a chief justice died, they were like, "We're not going to do anything till after the election."
Whose fault was that? That's the House and the Senate's fault for doing that.
As the Republicans' fault.
No, what you don't understand is though the Democrats were the one that made this adjustment to how it's done.
They made it possible.
To the votes. They made it possible.
Made it possible.
Yes.
Right. I understand so, that.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you make a change, you got to deal with the consequences of what you've done.
You can't just be like, "Oh, we're changing it this year, but next year we can't use that." Yeah, that's not how you do it.
Short-sighted.
And right, here, it's short-sighted.
I have very two questions. First off, she didn't go through half the shit Kavanaugh did.
No.
Which was kind of cool. True. I mean, she seems kind of green, but whatever. Second, why aren't you women supporting a woman getting in place?
I've heard that before.
I think it has to do with their the reproductive rights thing.
No, it has
doesn't
to do
it?
With okay, is she actually qualified? Like,
I don't know much about
her. She doesn't
her, so.
I mean, she literally they just rushed her in.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get her in, let's get her in.
And she seems really green to me. Everything I've read, but she's
don't get me wrong, as a woman, she is extremely smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will give her that. And just I hope that she is able to separate church and state.
Jesus Christ, this is 14%.
I think that
what's going on over
the
there?
Thing is, though, it's not as bad as
Austria.
It's not as bad as Democrats think, because John Roberts or whatever his name, he says he's a conservative, but he's a liberal. Like, if you look at his decisions, so it's not as bad as Democrats think right now.
Who's this one here?
What's bad for Democrats right now is freaking the laptop.
Yeah.
That more and more people are starting to find out about.
That's a stupid
thing.
Are you
talking about Hunter Biden's laptop?
I like that people that have seen it are like, he's getting a blowjob from a chick that.
See, I haven't heard all of what's on
it. He's coked out of his mind or meth out of
his mind.
I heard it's
a meth pipe, not a crack pipe, though.
Well, hold on.
Everybody's saying it's a crack pipe.
He's getting a blowjob while watching Stephen Colbert.
No.
I was like, that's awesome. Yeah.
If I was Stephen Colbert, I would use that.
Isn't that
would be my advertisement. That would be in my advertisement.
I don't know about this.
What, is that when you line up your blowjobs is when Stephen Colbert's on?
I get blowjobs all the time when Stephen Colbert's on.
Maybe he watches
thinking
it
of him?
All the time.
Jesus Christ.
That's the way it goes.
Is there something about Stephen Colbert that makes
you're
you...
You're like, oh my gosh.
Like, turns you... Like,
I got it.
I just got to
right
become
now
a Hoover,
it's like
Hoover
that,
vacuum.
It's like that dude on that Zoom
I'm
meeting.
Suck a dick now.
Got to do it right now.
It's that
no,
time.
I get blowjobs. Not I give. What's... I get.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Darren
okay,
Stephen
my
Colbert.
Bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. I misunderstood you.
Yeah. No.
Oh. Robotuner wants to know, Susie, when's the next time Stephen Colbert is on so he can come over?
Damn.
Damn.
That's forward. That's just out there in the open.
Just straight forward in the chat room.
Sir?
Yeah.
You can't be some, sexually harassing
some,
women
some,
on our show.
You got some explaining to do.
Henry Reid changed the nuclear option, and the Republicans warned the
that's
Democrats
it. That's
not
it.
To
Henry
do
Henry Reid. He
yep
was the one that did it. And everybody was like, why are you doing it? This is a stupid move. And then he did it, and now it's biting him in the ass.
Yeah. It's coming back to bite him. So you just got to deal with it. I mean, come on.
It is strange.
I think if we waited strange before, we should have waited again.
No, it hasn't been. The majority, like Abraham Lincoln, like did it. Session was out, and as soon as they came back, then they put their guy in play. Like this, it has happened several times.
Well, I'm sure.
That's the thing that. This is part of the mainstream media shit that is annoying as fuck.
They're trying to make
dude
you believe one
yeah
thing.
And it's not true. None of this shit is true.
Yeah, yeah, I know. History repeats itself all the time.
And it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
This may be the last time history repeats itself as the world implodes on December 5th or November 5th.
November.
I was
yeah
like, what's happening
well,
December
November 3rd,
5th?
Right?
It's got to be 2 days.
Oh, it's going to be 2 days afterwards? So did you hear that they're going to actually – they're deploying –
National Guard
all in 5 different cities in Texas. I imagine every
crazy
major state
I
is
did
doing
not
that
hear
so
that.
I'm gonna buy them a drink.
Yeah,
if they
it's
come
crazy
down, if National Guard comes marching down Magnolia, I'll be like, here buddy, here's your drink.
Wouldn't you let's put the this resources somewhere else though rather than Texas? I think Texas is gonna be fine. It's probably other states that you need to worry about.
When you roll out someone better
they
than the National Guard, I mean the National
else
Guard's kind of half assed.
Yeah,
right?
You think there's
are, you
a,
talking
are
like
there
Black
enough
Ops
though?
No, what? Why not roll out the real army? We have the biggest army base here in Texas in Fort Hood. Why not
just
roll
put them
out
there?
I mean,
was it
the National
Guard?
Just kind of.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was.
They're kind of like the mall cops of the military, right?
Whoa!
whenever you actually
they
pull out the
part,
legitimate military, I think
they are part of the military.
No, we have a bunch of friends. Part-time. We have a bunch of friends that are in the National Guard, so that was for them.
I like that.
Once you pull out the legitimate,
but
army,
it is crazy
the mall
that
cops
he
of the military
to go in.
Yeah, it's over.
The last thing you want to do is bring Marines in. Because, when the Marines decide they got to get involved, it's game over at that point. Like, there's no pretty boy, Antifa or anything like that. It's over.
Yeah, it's either that or revolution.
It'll be the kibosh.
Civil War.
Yeah.
It's game over.
I don't even think it would be Civil War. It'd be the Marines coming in and fucking shit up and everybody like, we're going to sit down
now.
Can
we clear a few things up here?
Okay.
First off, Trump's not going to launch nuclear missiles if he doesn't win the election. Can we get that?
I haven't even heard that.
Out of the
has
way?
That been a thing?
Yeah, has
there
that?
Are people, Democrats out
thing?
There. No,
is that what you
that
think,
are like,
Rita?
He's gonna go scorched earth if he doesn't win this election. He's gonna launch nuclear missiles all over the world.
He's gonna kill everyone.
He's gonna
baby.
Kill everyone. He's gonna go out with a bang. Yeah,
he knows all of the people. National secrets, and he's gonna just fuck everything up.
Everybody thinks he's gonna.
No,
he's not gonna go quietly, but he's gonna go quietly. Yeah. That's all it is. That's all.
I don't
you can
think
do.
That it's not. I don't think it's him that's not gonna go quietly. It's his supporters.
Oh yeah,
that's
that makes
the,
sense.
Those are the loose cannons you gotta worry about.
But see, on the other side, everybody's worried about the left. They're saying that they're going to stage a coup. It's like both sides are saying the same damn thing. And
here's
everybody
the deal.
Needs to
I want to be
relax.
You are so angry.
I want to be realistic.
I'm not.
With this. I want to be realistic. I want to tell people with a look, think about this with an open mind.
Yeah.
Why would Trump go scorched earth?
I'll tell you why.
When he if he has to leave the office, he wouldn't.
No, I don't think he will.
He's got too many business interests all over the world, and what he's trying to do is he needs to set up his life, his kids' life, his family's life down the way so his legacy lives on.
I think it's actually the opposite, Dustin.
Through his
because you already have Hillary Clinton coming out and saying, do not concede, no matter what. So
to who?
To Biden, like 3 weeks ago, or about maybe a
no,
month
but
ago?
What I'm saying is, say he if Trump's 100% out.
No, I'm saying I think you have to worry about the other side more than Trump. No, if Trump's beat, Trump's going to bounce.
I'm not doing that scenario right now. I'm just the scenario Trump's beat, and so the scenario is if he's beat, he's going to go scorched earth.
I don't think
that's not going to happen. Okay, never. There's no way.
But what
that
about
can
the other route? What if?
Well,
Biden's
I haven't got to that
beat.
Part yet.
Okay, well, what do you think's going to happen on that side then?
We're going to have a bunch of. No matter what happens, say Trump loses,
there's going to be civil unrest.
There's going to be the people, the radicals that support him that are loose cannons, do stupid bullshit stuff.
The mentally
same thing,
ill.
Basically, list I've been making for months of my friends on Facebook.
Which, when are we going to put that thing out?
I was going to do it tonight, but now we have a whole party.
We probably should check with legal if we can do that.
I'm not going to say who they are. I was just going to go through it. I have revealed who some of them are to
is Rita on there?
Friends.
Rita's one of them. So, well, Rita and I were talking.
Susie's one of them, too.
Is that legal?
I don't think it is. I don't think we can do that, actually.
So, if it does break down, if Biden wins, you're going to have people that support Trump that are the radical people. They're going to have their little
Tea
for
party
the next
shit.
Few days,
yeah,
they're going to
yeah.
have their little flare-up, and then they're going to fade
keep
away.
In mind, though, they're the ones with all the ammo and the guns.
Not really.
No, there's
a lot of
people.
Yeah, there's a lot of ammo to go.
There's another thing I want to clear up is if it's the other way, if Biden loses and Trump wins, you're going to have the Biden supporters and the mentally ill that are our friends on Facebook. And the,
our Facebook friends.
The the ones that are Antifa and stuff, they're going to have their little flare-up. And then they'll fade away for a little bit, and then they'll probably come back and cause all sorts of problems like they did for the last 4 years.
So you don't see death and morbid terror,
no.
Civil
I
war
hope
shit
not.
Going
no.
down.
There's
like everybody's
no
talking
really
about.
So if you talk about this civil war shit, most of your major military bases are in red states.
I don't think the war would be between the military yet, though.
They're gonna, but
they would have to step in to stop it. But the war is not gonna be.
State?
It's gonna be
yes.
between the MAGAs and the.
We have
the
largest
Bideners.
Army base in the state,
Stubbs,
in the United States.
Friends.
The Matt Stubbs and the Stubbs
it's
Matt.
It's going to be – what it's going to be is it's going to be like fucking Portland. It's going to be three blocks of people throwing shit
in
at
Portland,
each other.
In Portland, in Seattle, and in New York and
And the
LA,
rest of
probably.
The city is going to be – I don't care. I just want to live my life and do stuff and go to the Dodger game, man. I just want to do shit.
Well, I will say this. The one thing that worries me about if because there's a chance that the Democrats completely sweep everything, that he actually – that Biden wins, that they flip Maybe. The Senate – and they because they're not gonna voted. There's no way that the Congress
oh,
is gonna
I
get
see the baseball
it's gonna
game.
Stay it's gonna stay Democrat
So, but my one thing is this. This is the funny thing about it. Musicians and artists are all like, ah, man, you got to vote for Biden. Da, 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 da. But then, listen, if Biden wins, he's already said more lockdowns. Like, it's coming hardcore.
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's so funny. Lockdown for the
if Democrats win, it's if they sweep it all, there's probably going to be a shit ton more COVID lockdowns. And then guess what, musicians and artists? You get to do more online shows.
And then guess what? You can't pay rent. And then guess what?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the streets. And then guess what?
Right.
You're going to suck from a tee.
I don't know for sure, but it sounds like everyone's wanting.
It's a real possibility.
It's a real possibility. And look at what's going on in Australia and New Zealand and how they're getting locked the fuck down. Like, it's not a play lockdown down there.
It's not a lockdown for no reason.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the chances of us actually coming out of lockdown phase, and who knows, between now and then, there actually might be a reason for us to even be locked down even more. If this thing keeps growing out of proportion like it's starting to do in the last couple of months.
Especially
it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Yeah. We got flu. Now we got COVID and flu again. If this is something that's going to continue to happen every year. Until we get an actual vaccine like we do have for flu,
it's going to be rampant.
Be difficult.
Yeah. But
so the thing I want to talk about, the ammo stockpiling and guns, is there are two people in here that lean left that own guns.
Not me.
Do you own a gun?
I don't own a gun.
Yeah.
So three?
I don't know which way you lean, though. So I'm just talking about us.
Yeah.
And we go out and we shoot with a whole lot of people that lean left. That have all been stocked.
It is fun.
But we've all been stockpiling ammo and stuff for months. And it's not just a right thing.
If you're smart, have a gun, you're smart, you're gonna be stockpiling ammo.
Because the mentality is
I disagree with you on that.
The mentality is I need to buy this shit because I just wanna go target shoot
and not have to
hunt shit down. Yeah,
I completely agree with you.
If I'm anywhere and I come across a box of ammo, I will buy it because it's just right now because people are paranoid and are freaking out and think civil war is going to break out on the street. And seriously, you're going to defend your house with an AR-15 from your rooftop? Come on, let's be realistic here. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
That's not going to work.
If someone was invading, if someone started let's say that. What was happening in the suburbs of Portland where BLM and Antifa started going into neighborhoods, you're saying that you wouldn't get on your roof and
to protect no.
You wouldn't?
No. Shoot people? I'd leave.
What would you do?
You can't just land.
You just bounce? No. I'm not talking about to the extreme where there's actual civil war going on, but let's just say what just happened in Portland happens in North Richland Hills and they start coming in your neighborhood. What is your plan?
The only thing is, like, if they're ransacking houses and I'm still home.
There are videos of them throwing shit and breaking windows and setting shit on fire.
Yes. Welcome to Texas. We have a castle law. You're on my property. You're doing something violent. I will shoot. To protect,
but if somebody breaks your windows, is that merit? Does that warrant
to
spray them?
I think so.
That's an act of violence.
Correct.
Towards you that could be harmful. Yes, I can shoot them.
But you wouldn't spray them down, though.
Nobody would.
But I don't think you would purposely want to kill people.
If four or five people come charging my house throwing bricks and Molotov cocktails or whatever, bam.
If it's more like one person throws a brick through your window.
No, if it's like Footloose and they're just trying to share a message and they're trying to throw a brick through the window with a message on it, I'm not going to freak out.
Shoot it in the air.
But what he's saying is like if they're busting in and they're going down the street. If they're going down the street busting shit down, then yes.
I mean,
but
if somebody breaks into your
house, I'm not going to be here.
If somebody breaks into your house,
but isn't that exactly what people that are doing this for the wrong purposes want is for regular citizens to just bounce and go somewhere else, though? Like, aren't you giving up at that point?
I don't think that's a give up.
If you leave your possessions and everything here?
I take what I need.
What?
If you can't leave your house, if you can't grab what you need,
that's a good way to think about it. But I guarantee seconds, the majority of Texas out. Is not going to do that.
No, majority of Texas is not going to do that.
No, they're going to be like, hell yeah, this is the day I've been waiting for.
But if they like roll down the street, and I'm at the beer. House. If they roll down the street and I'm at the house,
yeah,
I got guns that will stop them.
Well, that's not what we're talking about, though.
But if they're bust in. And yeah. I'm home here, and mm-hmm. they start attacking houses. I see them coming down the street.
Yeah,
I've got stuff that will stop them. I've got Russian rifles that will make their heads explode. We don't need like to
flex.
Watermelons.
We don't need to flex. Whoa. I will flex. Gangster mob, your 7,000 gun.
Don't fucking come over here. Don't fucking come over here.
See, he's the one that has the megathong.
Just
I don't know. You will see me like a pistol fight right now, like this.
I will have the Van Halen SKS, and I will just start taking fuckers out at 1,200 yards.
What song would be playing? He wouldn't just stop them?
It's got to be Panama.
Honestly, if you start shooting, shooting a rifle at someone.
No, we're not. No.
No, what I'm saying is if people are approaching your house and you start rapidly firing off a rifle, uh-huh. not at them, but just towards them or whatever, where they can see it. People are going to stop in their tracks. No one's dumb enough to keep
I don't know. Those two idiots up.
You were saying like you were going to kill
them.
Yeah,
those two idiots that did the lady pulled the gun like this and the guy, the M16 guy.
Yeah. That's
they kept walking through his yard.
I think.
They didn't stop.
They didn't fire off a shot.
Oh, so you're going a step further.
You start firing. If people are charging your house and you start firing off shots, the normal person is going to turn and run.
Some warning shots.
Towards somebody.
Yeah.
Look at what happened to that Kyle.
You're right. They did not.
Written whatever.
Yeah.
Those guys came up on him. He turned and started firing, and everybody scattered like roaches. Yeah. They just took off. And that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You don't know where these bullets are going to go. You don't know what's going to be fired. A normal person, their mentality is going to be, you start hearing firing, you're either going to hit the ground or you're going to run the other way to get away.
Okay.
So that's all you got to do is fire a warning shot.
Unless you're armed.
It's like the coyotes the other night.
Washington.
The coyotes come up to our camp.
See, that's the thing. That's
you fire a shot off in the air.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But
you either go run for cover or
you find cover and return fire.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
So there. Now we're getting back in the Civil War scenario right here. So let's hope none of this happens. I think we should just be friends and respect anyone's decision to vote for whoever they want.
Heck
even if
yeah.
Rita, even if Rita wants to vote for Donald Trump seven times in a row.
Even if you want to vote
for
Donald Trump.
And that's one thing. Okay, so that's one thing.
Matt
that
told me
we're still going to be friends.
Like, he told me that he's MAGA 2024.
I'm getting a tattoo.
He says so.
Matt is actually trying to figure out legislation to where Trump can just stay in office
forever
for a third or fourth or fifth or sixth term.
I'm trying to figure out how we can get legislation where Dustin can actually suck Trump's dong daily.
He did vote today, you guys.
That requires legislation.
I like what you're talking about.
Hey, by the way, I want to say hi to my neighbors, Lupe.
They're watching.
Okay. Yes. Hey, Lupe. What's up?
They're freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently they know that we're here somehow.
They're super awesome.
Oh, hey, Lupe.
Another thing I want to clear up.
I didn't even know.
Is last week we got a bunch of feedback on our show with Tony, and I want to thank everybody that sent messages, sent phone calls, whatever, that said they enjoyed that show.
It was a good show, man.
And they talked about, they really enjoyed us going off on the
Tony Diaz.
No, but they really enjoyed us actually expressing our opinion on voting and not being bullied into voting a certain direction.
Yes.
And that's something I want to clear up is, like you just said, just go vote for whoever you want and don't hold it against someone.
Yeah, you have a place at the table. We don't care.
For weeks, I've been keeping a chart and I've been writing down names of my friends on Facebook.
Like Santa.
That decide to put out these posts. If you don't vote the way I'm voting, fuck off, get off my friends list, die.
Or you know, eat your heart out.
Or
that's like a terrible saying. Eat your heart out.
But you cannot be friends with me anymore. We cannot be friends because you're not voting the way I am.
You know,
and I think that's
the people,
most fucking ridiculous thing ever.
Husbands and wives, they didn't even know who each other voted for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it should be that way.
I agree. It shouldn't be something that's everybody's business. It shouldn't be everyone. It shouldn't be Republicans against
Get up
Democrat.
In that mic.
You should just...
Yeah, put that mic right on your mouth.
You should be able to tell everyone
Yeah.
Without saying a word.
Yeah.
So, with that being said,
you don't talk politics, you don't talk religion at the bar, is what it used to be. Like, so you don't, do that shit.
To anyone.
Talked religion and politics.
Yeah, we have.
So, what we're going to do with you saying that is we're going to go down Matt's ballot that he did today and see everyone he voted for.
I will say this. I don't know if it was a Republican or a Democrat, but his name was Matt. And I was like, well, he's got to be a cool bro, so I guess I'm going to vote for him. I don't know.
What I wanted to do and what I came out here to do before the show, before you called me and was like, hey, let's go grab a drink, man. Was
celebrate. I did the right thing.
I was going to bring in some of the ads, and I thought we would break down some of these political ads because...
Please tell me you've seen the one about 2024.
You've been putting out Trump ads?
No.
I don't know. All
no,
these,
I have not.
He has the signs in his front yard.
They're all in my yard. I've got them all
like,
in my yard.
If he were to take his jacket off, it would be a MAGA
off?
MAGA.
Yeah, for
jacket
sure.
Off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones I was a big fan of this lady.
I'm and still a big one? Fan.
I'm still a big fan of hers, but... the MJ Hager.
She's got some dumb ads out
right okay,
now.
Those are hilarious. That makes
bad.
Me like her because
every,
they're so
I think
funny.
It's funny.
First
I don't
off,
hate it.
There was one the other night.
She drives the motorcycle, and then she's a CrossFitter, but yet a mom.
The one that drove me crazy the other night that made me, like, I seriously threw my beer bottle on the ground and then punched the dog was...
Animal abuse.
She... I didn't really do any of that, but... I was watching something, and this ad came up, and she goes, she's riding her motorcycle down the street, not needed. She has her sleeves rolled up so she can show off her tattoos. She walks in her house, and she says, during this pandemic, I've been raising two kids, and I served in Afghanistan and got a Purple Heart. And what was the other stuff?
She did walk past the CrossFit equipment.
Uh-huh. She did something, but
she's told me
she
what made me
when
crazy
when she was walking into her house. She's a CrossFitter.
But what made me crazy was
none of that had anything to do with her.
None of it has to do with her political stance or her campaign. And
she's very liberal.
I know a lot of people that served in Afghanistan and came home with Purple Hearts. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people that are raising kids in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
What does that make you special? Why should I vote for you?
Yeah.
And that was her whole... There was no
there
political
was no
point
no, yeah,
made
no,
in that commercial. I was like,
yeah, no substance. It was just, hey, vote for me because I'm a cool
that.
Person. I've
yeah,
done a lot
cool.
of cool shit.
And then she...
Shit.
I mean, she's got the one where she talks about her tattoos, which is cool. But then you have her,
she's extremely liberal. Like,
her
if you
opposite...
Read her, like, yes.
Her opponent, the John Cornyn, cracked me up.
And he is extremely conservative.
Because all his ads are attacking her just straight out. And the one that cracks me up so much is...
I saw that one.
Has it Cornyn
she
been in there for a while, though?
Oh,
he's one
yeah.
of those guys we need to get
forever.
The fuck out of.
He needs
of.
To get
yeah,
out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
He's an
yeah.
old fuck. Yeah. But he comes out and she wants to legalize prostitution.
Hell yeah. Legalize prostitution.
I'm okay with this.
I'm okay. I'm talking
with this.
That
all right,
makes
buddy.
It way safer for the women. Because right now...
Yep. You just sold me, John.
We know prostitution happens in this city.
She
and
wants
it's
to
dangerous.
Smoke the mm-hmm. devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
well, that's
devil's
a,
lettuce.
Yeah.
That
I'm in.
Should be legal too.
I'm in.
Yep.
She likes to have a good time when she goes to parties.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Trash Pockets just threw this in here and said, did y'all see the anti-Biden ad during The Walking Dead about not letting a zombie into the White House?
Is there really?
Nope. I missed it.
I wish
Is
I would have
really?
Seen that one. That
Brandon,
was awesome.
Did you vote? See if he responds.
Oh, yeah, he did. No, he posted the picture the
oh,
other
he
day.
Yeah,
oh,
he posted
oh,
a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
So, he posted that. A sticker.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the ads are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of them because I was watching – they play them all during the news blocks at night. And so you will have one real ad amongst
a bunch of,
all political
a
ads
bunch of,
attacking each other. And a lot of them are this person – the next ad is this person is attacking – A person is attacking B person. The next ad is B person attacking A person. Like they put them back to back.
Well, is that because of equal time? Does that have to do anything with ads?
I don't,
is that just,
I
just
think
TV
it's just
shows?
FaceTime.
I just jumped
just
back
TV
in,
shows.
So I'd like to. Is this on regular TV or is this ads on
regular TV?
Okay.
Like if you're watching the late night news or whatever.
See, we don't watch regular TV, but
see,
we do see
that's
some
a good
ads
point,
like on
though.
YouTube or whatever.
Are the rules the same for streaming and for social media?
No, there are
not.
Some on
they're
streaming
not?
Because like Peacock, we have the Peacock app thing.
You cannot?
And it has regular ads, and they've been throwing political ads in there, and it's like,
yeah,
really? And Hulu been throwing ads in there.
Yeah.
So,
Letterkenny.
I mean, we do Amazon and Netflix. Netflix obviously doesn't have any for the most part.
We have one more week of this.
One more week. Maybe.
I want to know what happens to COVID after this week. Is it
going
to be
still? It's not going away.
No, I'm not saying that it's going away.
But I'm
saying
how much it's blown out of proportion.
Because did you hear about the...
I agree with you on that one.
I have a question. Did you... You've listened to the last No Agenda, right?
Not all the way through, but I'm
going to... Have you gotten to the... or I think it was two... It was the show before this last one. About the testing.
Yeah, I was just listening.
About how the amplifications of the testing, basically
which is basically what
the analogy
I was told,
with the cocaine on a dollar bill if you're testing for cocaine.
It was basically the same analogy that the nurse told me when I went and got tested.
Right. That the amplitude's been turned cranked way
she's
up.
She's like, when did you have it? And I was like, 2 months ago. And she goes, well, we won't be able to see it because you need to come in closer to it. She's like, because this test doesn't go that deep.
Yeah.
If we cranked it up and amplified
we
it.
Could. Right.
We could probably find it on you, which...
It's a very interesting part of this whole thing.
That's what they're saying is...
The numbers.
No matter... You could amplify that test and everybody would have it.
Right.
Everybody would
have
it. It's
like the cocaine and the dollar bill if you're testing for cocaine.
It's like everybody has... what is it? Some form of herpes in their body.
Sir?
Yes. Everybody has some form, good or bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
everybody has a form of gonorrhea in them.
You can really find it if you crank it way the hell up. You know, if you go looking for certain stuff and then it can turn out negative.
It's interesting if that's going to get cranked back down after the election. And two, another thing, these health passports that companies are starting to buy into, like drug companies and stuff. It's a very two interesting sides
of
this
COVID
thing.
What does
that even
mean? Where you have to walk around with the app?
So basically, there's a lot of investing going on by pharmaceutical companies. Like pharmaceuticals are starting to get into this health passports, insurance companies, and a bunch of rich people are starting to dump their money into health passports because they think that eventually that's how you're going to be able to do anything. You have to have... you have to be cleared of COVID, and you have to have access to show you're cleared all the time. Hence the health passport. So you cannot go on a trip out of your county.
In and of itself, is just for COVID, or is it like
I already do this twice a day?
Passport,
right? What you do at your job?
I already do this twice a day.
Yeah, magnify that to a country.
In order to none of us abide to this.
There's several countries that have already bought into this.
My storeroom's going to get in total trouble. Because we don't abide to this.
In layman's terms, what is a health passport?
When I show up at work, I'm supposed to open up this app and go through it and answer these questions, and then they'll give me a barcode to scan, and then I can go in. There's nothing for us to scan a barcode on. So we just go in. We go in, and we all sit down, and then we do it while we're sitting down in our morning meeting.
So that's step one.
So the other
step
one
one's
I do—
actually paying for the app.
Yeah.
They're thinking that the companies are going to make you they're going to charge you for the app.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Still
obviously
sense.
That's tough.
So
you're
the
right.
other
yeah.
one
right.
is actually stricter cuz I have to do one for the Cowboys. So the Cowboys one, it comes to me every morning. I fill it out. It's way more in depth, way more questions than my one for AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives me the scanner. I take the little, you know, QR code. I take the QR code when I walk in the stadium. I show it to a device. It reads it and says, yes, it's good. Then the camera goes, hold your face up to the camera so we can take your temperature. It takes the temperature. It comes out good, tells the person behind the counter, this person can enter. They then scan my badge, put a sticker on there, put a bracelet on my wrist, and I can then enter the stadium.
Wow. And are they doing
identified.
That to the fans too? Or is it just
doubtful.
People that are working out there?
I don't know. I don't go
sure
that way.
That it's,
I don't
I'm
get
sure
that,
that the fans have their own separate.
But they got to sign
testing.
Off or something.
Well, they can sign whatever the hell they want, just like he's doing.
Yeah.
But they're actually taking his temperature, and they're gonna have his.
You can go for it, man.
Now before the,
I'm about to go for it.
Before the season, I did have to sign a bunch of paperwork, waivers and stuff. That if I do catch it out there at a game or something, that
yeah.
But I have too many places I can blame
it
on.
Is it, did it start off like that, or was this something that – because remember the NFL went lackadaisical into this thing until the last –
Well, I love
Now this is
in like the last 2 weeks, and then once all those cases started breaking out like 3 weeks ago.
This is the way it's been. Then they cracked the season.
Oh, it has been.
There. Yeah,
the NFL has been acting pretty good season. About the whole trying to crack down on things.
What the fuck?
What's wrong?
Basketball did.
We have a Mandalorian trailer.
I think basketball and hockey did it the best, though.
Oh, most definitely. And they're always cold in hockey, anyways.
Banging
no
on
cold.
The table.
You got cold. It wasn't no me. Germs.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here quietly.
It wasn't me.
But what'd you
they
do?
Did do
The cameras keep knocking off because the table's getting banged around.
Yeah,
they keep shutting off. It wasn't me.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was fun.
What was fun?
I don't know. Everything.
The life. Whole thing we just talked about.
Life is fun.
The debates were interesting because they actually kept them in gear this time. I had to wait. You were posting about them, but I had to wait till I could stream them.
Yeah.
And catch up because I was at work, and I finally watched them, and you were right. The end of them got stupid.
It kind of became nana-nana boo-boo, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
it started off good, then it just turned into...
Yeah.
But...
I will say this. It's funny because... Both sides of the debate, like if you're a Biden guy or if you're a Trump guy, we're doing the same exact thing. Like, did you see everybody jump Biden because he said Abraham Lincoln here is the most racist guy here? Everybody was like, "Did he just fart out?" No, he was being facetious. You dumbasses.
He was being
a smartass. Why the fuck would you even like? Are you that dumb? Everybody, I heard on talk radio the next day. Everybody's like, "Did you hear Biden say what is wrong with Biden?" You're like, dude. One thing, though, that is weird was the Apple Watch.
That threw me off, and he was definitely – I noticed that while watching the stream. I was like, that fucker's reading shit
off his watch.
He's getting texts through his watch.
Biden
was.
Oh, wow.
He's never worn a digital watch anywhere until this debate, and he kept looking at his watch, and a few times he was reading directly from his watch.
It looked like a couple of times.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, honestly,
I mean, he's old as fuck.
I would rather have somebody looking at their watch thinking, hey, I don't want to be a dick, than somebody spouting off whatever the fuck they want.
Like, just running. Yeah, true, but still.
But the point of
the
debate
is, though, the debate's
the point of the debate is what's coming out of his head. Not what people are feeding
his employees are. Yeah,
I agree,
and I understand they're coached ahead of time.
They are, but I understand completely.
And it's totally cool. But we need to know what's coming from him, not from his.
Your own decisions,
right?
His group of people or whatever. So that was weird. Did you get to
finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. I watched all of
it. Yeah, I did too, but it was like the last...
It was a fart. It was the last, very still fart at the end.
I think it was cool at first, but then when you realized they were not going to do... Like, there was nothing that you hadn't heard yet and that anybody was going to... Like, everything they said was expected.
Yeah.
There was no new revelation, except maybe the people that didn't know anything about the Hunter Biden stuff that just had no idea because of the media shutdown of it. Maybe that was eye-opening to some people, but other than that, it was all what you expected.
I really want to see this video of him getting a blowjob while watching
Where did
Colbert.
You hear that it was a blowjob with Colbert?
Do you need to listen to this No Agenda?
I have.
The one that came out on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, they broke it all down.
Maybe I didn't...
They talked about it.
Yeah, Adam said he's seen some of it. I didn't hear anything about Colbert, though.
Yeah, he's watching...
I heard it was very bad.
Stephen Colbert as he's getting a blowjob, and they're in... what's his name? John was like, "What the hell? Why was he recording all this?" And Adam went in, was like, "Well, he's fucking
on drugs,
blasted out of his mind." And you just record everything when you're blasted out
of
your mind.
Take all the politics out of this thing. Do you feel sorry for that guy at all? Because it sounds like he's just a fucking addict that's been completely abused. Like, if everything's true. It sounds like he's been taken advantage of by his family completely. Like, Joe Biden has completely taken advantage of his son.
Is
what it sounds like.
Is it cold and dark if I say no? Because I've had to deal with too many addicts and their way of life and what they do
in
my life, and I'm just tired of it.
No, you can absolutely say that.
I'm just tired of having to deal with people, and they just blame, oh, well, I did this because I'm an addict.
But this poor guy hasn't
even said
anything.
But at the time when you were doing all this, you loved the shit out of it, and we're having the time of your life and we're fun and having fun. Fuck you.
Yeah, but his dad.
You made everybody else around here.
Okay, so he was an addict, right? His dad has put him in some very compromising situations with world leaders that are very dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's not really Hunter's fault, if you ask me. That's a, he's just getting taken advantage of.
Well, who his puts dad their wants son what, like that? 25% of everything, of all deals?
Supposedly. That's what they're saying. That's in the emails, in the text. But
the big man gets 25%.
The big man, yeah. The problem is, though, I'm not saying feel sorry for the guy, but, dude, it's like this guy didn't have a shot way it sounds. He didn't have a shot at all. He was just going to be some fuck-up with a bunch of money from day one is what it sounded like.
So does it sound like his dad made him a just kind of a puppet?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's kind of weird. Like maybe his dad just threw him out there.
Okay, you were saying that you don't like dealing with druggies. You and I have both, like some of the same druggies, have dealt with some of the same people that have fucked up life real quick.
Yeah.
Right? But if you have enough money, as his family did, wouldn't the right thing to do as a dad is just take care of this kid and fucking not send him into overseas to China, Iraq, and
if you're greedy,
Russia?
And you want money and you want to make deals.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Or is it just, hey, let's just give him some busy work and then he got mixed up in some shit. Either way, it sounds like the kid never had a shot and he never was taken care of. No one was like, hey, dude, you got a problem and you got to stay in here for a very long time. And you need to work at a library or something for a bit.
What if
instead
Biden,
of putting him in
what if
front of communist China
him and blames him for the other son?
Say that again.
What if Biden blames him for the other?
What
son?
Was I don't know the story about the other son. I know he's dead, and I know he slept with
what
with,
if he was
his,
the favorite?
With his wife.
What if he was the favorite, and now this then Hunter is like the second son that's just kind of always shit.
How did
or
he
whatever.
Die?
Like Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
How did
Abel
the other
favorite,
son die?
Was it
cancer? Was the survivor?
Or was it?
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Remember.
But what if it's that scenario? Like, he had a favorite son, and then this one was a piece of shit, and he's like, well, fuck you. Just go do whatever and go fuck off in Ukraine. And
then China.
You should just try to be a politician.
And
just do your thing.
It's hairy, man. It's hairy. Here's the thing that's really – here's what I think is going to happen, too. If – for some reason, the Republicans take Congress and Senate. If Joe Biden does win the election, he will be impeached immediately because there is just too much shit. Like, they're not going to be able to sweep this under the rug.
That's why you're voting for Kamala. Kamala.
Yo, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the vote
that's
is
what
for.
The, that's
you're
what,
voting for
that,
Kamala.
There's, well, that is a very big theory that people think that that was the setup all along. They knew that this was going to happen. And that
Biden will die or something will come up. And that's
he'll go to prison.
Yeah, you're voting for her.
Which you know he's not going to go to prison.
No.
He's just going to get impeached.
And there's
no.
That's the sickest
Trump.
Part
he
of all of it, man.
Under the rug himself. So yep. I think that we're pretty much in the same boat.
So did any of y'all, speaking of voting, get to see the Kalama vote? The Run the Jewels?
I got a sticker.
Live stream?
Did you?
Rita didn't get a sticker.
I got to go to the
bathroom. She's been very upset about that. She
about
Rita
voting?
And Lupe did not get a sticker. Oh.
Rita and Lupe but
did
not
see,
get a sticker for voting. I
did
got
you
my
see the
sticker.
Run the Jewels?
No. Oh, you got a sticker. Damn you. Oh, thank
did you get
you.
Multiple?
Hey. Is this your I voted for Trump sticker?
Yeah. Because you're a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
According to Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
We're trying to see if the Dodgers are going to win the World Series tonight.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So Matt's leaving as I ask him a question.
Oh, sorry. I got to pee, though.
Probably did you watch the Run the Jewels special?
Why are you still wearing your...
I have not.
I don't know. Why am I wearing it?
It just doesn't look comfortable.
No. Okay, go pee.
He needs it. At least
you have not.
I have not watched it yet.
It's
I really want to.
Amazing. Have y'all seen it?
No. What are you talking
so
about?
So Run the Jewels did a whole voting live stream thing on Adult Swim. And you can stream it if you have HBO Max because all the Adult Swim stuff goes over there. And it's great. They fucking did it right. They set up in a sound studio, lights, everything. Ran through their new record, played some old stuff. They had Zach De La Roca came out and did some stuff with them. And Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age came out and did some stuff. We've hung out with him.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard anything about that for Adult Swim, but
it was, that was fucking always something cool.
I had followed assiduously.
It's great. You can probably find it on YouTube too. Probably a lot of people grab it streamed it.
I just never heard of it before.
It's really good. Run the Jewels is great.
They did a good job of it,
and it was a freaking great performance. It's one of those things that I hope it stays around so I can just stream it at the house when I want to. Just crank it up. Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Right on.
And then Matt's still gone pissing because the next thing... Oh, there he is.
Back. You.
We've talked about this a little bit. You need to go watch the Run the Jewels thing. That's what I just talked about. But you watched Borat.
I did.
Anybody else watch Borat yet?
I'm going to.
My father did.
We talked about
it. I didn't even watch the first one.
I can't believe
your
dad watched Borat. Can we talk about this? Yes. Why did your dad watch Borat?
He said he got roped into it. So,
from what, your little brother?
Yeah, guessing my little brother wanted to watch it.
Okay.
And his critique of the movie is that Sacha Baron Cohen is a better actor than Leonardo DiCaprio.
All true. All true. That's true.
I do love Leonardo DiCaprio as an actor, but I have to watch this so I can say.
I wish the bear would have eaten him.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Revenant.
Yeah.
It's good, too. That's a good go to sleep movie, too, because it's real quiet.
All right, we're tied up. And we've got somebody on third.
Tied up.
The Revenant.
We've got someone on third. And only one out.
One out, the bottom of the six.
Yeah, but. Anderson, he's on pitch 5, so he's fresh. He should be fine.
Nope,
but still.
Not.
You're kind of giving me a boner talking about this. Like, now you're breaking us down. I'm not going to lie.
Too. I don't even have a penis.
I was like, holy shit.
Thanks.
You're talking
a table full of boners.
Damn. The Borat movie's greatness. It's funny.
It's exactly what our country needs right now, too. Actually, everybody can just calm the fuck down and laugh your ass off.
Yeah, it is true. Like, let's friggin' it's funny. It's all like,
okay. That hurt my ears.
He was safe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was safe.
And there's a
let's try to cut that back a little bit.
They're up. Dodgers are up.
I'd be excited too if my baseball team was about to win the World Series. I was there once.
Oh, you remember Tampa Bay? The Devil Rays?
Yeah.
Fuck Tampa.
Oh.
They took a hockey game from us.
That's right.
And two. Sorry, Jay Smith. I'm sorry.
Yeah, buddy. Ah! Did you like watch him when he stands up? He totally pounds it.
Susie, yeah. let's take that down a little bit.
Sorry.
Susie, take it up a little.
No,
I like what you're saying.
So
just the screaming.
I know, take I'm that sorry. Down. Okay.
Have you, I put this in our chat, Matt and I have a chat with a few friends that is all about the EPL, because we're EPL fans. Let's see.
Soccer.
My Manchester United sweatshirt.
Why did you say EPL? We have
the EPL, the English Premier League.
Okay.
Football.
Yeah,
on the English side.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
So, have you watched or started All for Nothing Tottenham?
No. Is it as good as the Liverpool one?
With Josie?
Uh-uh.
So, you know, Josie took over, and he comes in middle of the first episode is when he took over.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the Liverpool one yet. So I'm a bad soccer
Did you watch the Man City one?
No, I haven't watched any of them.
So this one, all of them are great. You know Hard Knocks on the NFL puts together every year?
I know yes. Yes, I know where you're.
If
I know what
you
the show is.
Compare the two,
it's way better.
All or Nothing is way better than Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And you get to see a lot of inside stuff.
Was
with
Hard
a
Knocks
team.
On this year?
I don't even know. I don't even know if they did it. But this year's Tottenham, and they went through a bunch of bullshit, and they have a brand new $1 billion stadium. I didn't know they were that big.
Tottenham?
I didn't know they were that important. They're not the Chelsea, Liverpool,
no,
Arsenal,
yeah,
Man U,
the,
Man
no.
City.
Yeah,
are they,
not
are
that,
they the Tottenham Totters?
They're not the top five.
The Spurs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Tottenham
that's not
Hot
even,
Spurs.
That's not good.
Yeah. But I didn't know they were big enough to afford a
Hot Toddies?
Billion dollar.
Yeah, Hot Toddies would have been good.
A billion pound stadium.
Yeah.
And it's, are good for
the stadium
like
is
cold.
Epic. That's where the NFL goes and plays when they go to London, mm-hmm. is in that stadium.
Oh, I thought they played at an old Man U stadium.
No. Well, they may have in the past, but since this one is built, that's where they're going.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And it's, dude, this one is check it out. So great. And as much as I hate Josie, mm-hmm. this makes you like him. It makes you be like, Josie okay, Grossi? He's a cool dude. No, Josie Marino. Oh. The old coach of the Manchester United that they let go 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a year and a half ago. Yeah. But it's been so a year great. And a half? Yeah. It's a season and a half.
Susie, do you watch soccer?
I do watch soccer.
We should watch it together because I need to watch it more.
Okay. We can watch it together.
You have to
for
get
sure.
up early.
Because they're playing in England, watch, so you could it's watch, early here.
Well, you could watch the Mexican League and stuff, too.
Oh, man, I love the Mexican League.
They're a lot better.
I love
the South American League.
Love the South American League, yeah.
La Liga. But La Liga's, it's going to be a different time, too. So.
It's going to be late, early in the morning. Late there, early in the morning.
And then there's the Bunghole League. That's what I call the German.
The German League.
I mean, we've been talking about finding reasons to get together. So. Yeah,
so soccer can be one of them.
I thought
y'all
were going to start going to the Church of Satan.
Well, you wanna,
every Thursday night.
I mean, for the book club.
The book club, yeah.
We got this.
I mean,
you can trade sage and rocks.
Yeah, well, sage and rocks I do all the time.
If y'all want to do something.
On the next book club book. What was that one again?
Huh?
I don't know.
He's like, tell me, I want to be part of this.
Oh, okay. As soon as look, I find out the book club book, I'll let you know.
If y'all want to do something on Sunday.
Tells he
the
really grade, does nothing. Want to be part of it.
Okay.
Man Let's U do a book takes club on show. Arsenal at 10:30 a.m.
Let's do
Man U, Arsenal, 10:30 a.m.
And then Tottenham and Brighton at 1:15.
I will join the book club.
Yes.
We can go to Cross
Social.
The
pond. If, okay. the, I will join if the first book, if the first book is club. Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
That's a good one.
What about Wayside Stories fudge. From Wayside School?
Or Time Machine 3, Revolution.
Look, did I just...
these,
are all,
in time.
These are all book fair
We're
books.
We're just like throwing random like books that books. We've read.
Any Choose Your Own Adventure I'm in.
Yeah.
You know they have Choose the Your Machines. Own Adventure board games now?
Really?
Yeah.
That or Star Wars.
Like something I would play with my kids, maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, Mandalorian
you would go
starts
over
Sunday.
The MAGA.
It does, is it really? And I'm excited.
Starts
Did
Friday.
You know that you can buy like a Chia pet?
Can't wait.
Baby
Yoda?
Yoda?
Yeah, you gonna get
I've
one?
Thought
Do you
about
have
it.
One?
Ava has one.
No, she does not. She, it's in her she Christmas list that I will get her. Okay.
There you go.
That you'll end up growing and raising.
Because I love grow plants. One.
I'm going to stop.
And so, you like, I want Yoda. Her to love plants.
You know, for, I think what you should do, Dustin, is stop shaving your nether regions
Ooh.
And shape it into
I think you should just wax
a topiary.
Yeah,
you
just make your
wax.
Own chia pet down there.
Wax I would it. Love to wax.
I have a
I have
waxer.
An extra machine.
That's what friends are
Rita
for.
Rita has an extra
I
machine.
Would love to
Which
wax
one of y'all
want to
wax my
taint.
Asshole?
Wait, I was just, I think I had a stroke. What did you just say?
In the most platonic way, I'm all about helping my friends.
I am
we
too.
We can totally wax your asshole if you want.
And
if you'd like.
That's what I need.
If that's what you need, if that's what you
yes.
want.
Wow.
All right, so
you
I'd like to,
down the street.
If we're talking about waxing buttholes, there's another show you need to watch.
Jeez.
Brett Krishner, the okay. comedian that stands around with his shirt off and does stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
He's got a new series on Netflix called The Cabin. Brett Krishner's in the cabin or out in the cabin or something. And it's about him getting away to relax and calm down because he's touring nonstop being a comedian. But he ends up inviting his friends out there.
For an enema.
And they do all sorts
Party
of crazy enema. Bullshit. But one of them is he's trying to wax his asshole and his taint.
Oh, man.
And he ends up can't reaching around
enema.
To pull
no.
the...
No.
So he has Eliza come out, and she shows up. Like, when she shows up, it's him standing on the porch going, can you pull this off? I need help.
Oh, my gosh.
So the it's trick, great. Though, okay. when you're waxing, by the way, is when you pull it off, you have to put pressure on it right away. It makes it feel like you're good.
So you can Not wax you my asshole and then put pressure on my asshole right away?
Like just put your thumb on it?
Buddy.
Like that.
Then your thumb's
like,
on it.
I got your back.
You thumb it?
Yeah, thumb it.
Put a fig.
Good.
Put a ginger root.
No.
Right
like
up
it's
it.
Just, like, oh my goodness. I'll put some essential oils in the background. Me.
Some sage.
Like, it's, my eyes
she's
are
a
red
sage
person.
Rocks.
Like I have no clue what's
Do
going on
Do we need to wax
here.
You?
Yeah.
Your eyes have been red in.
What did you drink earlier?
What's wrong here?
Whiskey and Coke.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Does she think she's been roofied?
No, I had avocado.
I meant to give that to Dustin.
What did I do to you? I don't know.
What did they do to you?
I don't know.
What has been done?
I've done nothing to you.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Any of these beers maybe upsetting you?
I have no clue what it is, but it's something.
Something in them?
Yep.
Sometimes.
I got a beer that sets me
up. I mean, how cool do I look?
With that big fat beer?
Drinking a big fat can of oil?
You look super cool. I thought so.
You look like a badass. I wouldn't fuck with you.
Only because it's a shout out to Turning Point. Because how badass. They like canned this in front of me.
The hops.
They actually did a really
They
good
like
job
literally. They laid the sticker out.
You know, Brutal cool will do that too. They'll can right in front of you.
They did that test too. I don't know. I'm partial.
Times,
I'm partial.
I wasn't as happy about their customer service. While it was during the pandemic, I can understand that, but there was probably 4 or 5 people that were there.
I've never had a problem with them, and this show is brought to you by Brutal Beer Works.
Just stop it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Brutal Beer Works.
They're not
a sponsor of ours.
We would like to thank you for letting us buy beer to drink on our customer service.
I didn't have any real issue, and in all honesty, it's a just bullshit customer issue. There was 2 or 3 people that were there, and it turns out that they partially owned.
So they were,
and it was during the pandemic, and they were sitting at the bar drinking when nobody was supposed to be. And
yeah, that's kind of a bullshit thing.
But if you do like them, I think that you really will.
They own the bar, and it makes sense they should be able to drink there.
So, I need to go to Turning Point really bad because that is the old place that was like Penny Whistle Park at one time.
And like, we will go with you.
But, it is?
Like, let's do like a
over
trip
in like Garland.
To,
they had one in Hurstville.
Idle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, why not? Let's just go to Idle together.
There's Penny Whistle Park was in Garland,
what's it
I
called?
Think.
It was one
Idle?
Of those. It was kind of
like that.
Oh,
like an indoor amusement park.
Idle Brewery over there.
False Idle.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that.
Let's go.
Let's do it
right now.
Well, I don't think they're open.
Can we just break in?
Do you have, like...
Let's do it on, like, a Sunday morning or something.
Do you have,
a
little fancy things?
Like a brunch?
Microphones that we can play.
We'll go to brunch, and then we'll go to a brewery, and then we'll go to bed.
I got an idea. Sunday morning, we'll go to... Hold on, here's the deal.
We'll go to False Idol, and then...
This is what we're going to do Sunday morning. We're going to go... We're going to meet at... Because this will never happen.
Sunday
but we're going to meet.
It's totally happening. Don't say never.
We're going to meet across the pond, and we're going to watch soccer, and then we'll go to Turning Point and have some beers.
But they do
play. Right across the street.
Turning Point does play the soccer game. They're super
so
into
we
it.
Can, but we can have brunch at across the pond?
Oh, yeah.
And then go to...
I'm sorry. Trash Pockets got it right. It was number one Fun Street.
You mean across the pond right there near the...
Brandon, you're always right. Right.
It's across the pond is right here in North Richland Hills.
On Bedford Euless.
On Bedford Euless Road, yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay, let's do that.
Right by Olive Garden.
Uh-huh. We're doing that. Like, let's just do a local brewery tour.
Less?
Yeah. Should. Rent a Winnebago. Go to all of them. Then
I like
go
that
to
idea.
Judgment
yeah.
Night.
Hey, that makes me think of Winnebago Warrior.
Hell
who
yeah.
Sings that?
It makes me think of Judgment Night, and we're being chased by the guy from House of Pain. He wants to shoot us.
That's disappointing. Aww. Nobody knows that.
Winnebago Night?
Winnebago Warrior.
Is this where you buy a bunch of Winnebagos and you...
No, it's
you
a song.
Heard the song?
She's... Is it...
What song?
The Toadies.
Dead Kennedys.
Oh, yeah. Dead Kennedys.
That was close with the Toadies, though.
I was real close.
Super close.
I was going to say the Cramps.
So every time I hear Winnebago, I think of Winnebago Warrior. But
yeah.
So we're going to do... So, like, seriously, let's do a beer brunch.
I like beer brunch.
I
it's a great idea.
Brunch.
I like beer brunch.
I have
beer
gotten
brunch.
Into this weird obsession with chiladas now.
Oh,
and,
me too.
Man, I don't know what the deal is. It's like my new little thing. I've got to find the perfect one, and it's out there.
I have found the perfect one for you.
Which one?
We actually just got...
know Fish?
Michelada.
The band?
No.
The bartender.
Fish, the
Catfish?
Bartender.
Catfish, the bartender?
Oh, yes.
He makes some of the best stuff.
Where's he at? His own Bloody Mary Michelada mix.
Nice. He worked at Republic.
Okay.
Several different places.
Yeah. I'll try this.
Yes.
I even
have
do
some
the
at
cans.
The house if you want to stop by.
Oh, no.
Like
it's only plastic.
Like so far, my you know what's the best is that Don Chilada, the styrofoam cup with the.
I might have to leave.
Uh oh.
Fine. Treat us that way.
Actually, we're almost done. So.
Yeah.
We're about to wrap up. So because I got to drive all the way home. But anyway, the Don Chilada, the ones in the styrofoam cups, and they have the rim that's.
Rim job?
Yeah, it's
you
a rim
know
job.
Styrofoam doesn't ever go away. I know. I hate it whenever I go.
Maybe I should not drink them then. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't.
They're really good, though. You can do like two of them. Still get this flavor.
Let's do a local beer tour brunch. Okay.
We should.
We're going to bring trash pockets, too.
Oh, yay.
He wants to come.
Brandon.
Oh, he likes to come.
He likes the party.
I do love Chiladas. Brandon.
You got a mix.
Funny
side
story. I know Brandon from working at
mix.
Subway together with him.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all worked at.
Welcome to come.
How cute is that?
Super cute. Yeah. That's a meet cute if I've ever heard one.
Oh, no. I got to bounce after this.
Wait, hold on. What Subway?
I would definitely like to try it.
It was like multiple Subways. Like we had a.
Y'all followed each other around?
No, it was like a Metroplex type thing. Like you worked. Yeah. So that's how I know him.
You've been in Subways?
Isn't that cute?
Wow.
That's cute.
Like driving Subways?
He did not have this going
on. She worked
on
at a Subway.
With Brandon?
Did he have his dreadlocks?
That's how I know him.
No. I know Brandon from the days
he was super clean shaven. And I remember one time he like comes to work and he's like, look, I got a piercing and it was this right here. And I didn't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to reveal that, Brandon? He just typed something in here. I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah.
We're Subway friends.
Nice. Subway friends. I need this to not be happening.
What?
They've got people on first base.
Oh.
I thought you were
first.
Having another allergic reaction or something.
No, yeah. I know.
Like you just, your water broke or something. You're dilated.
Yeah. Did you
10.
Just dilate?
Yeah. I am.
I need this not to happen.
I am pregnant.
I can't read it. I can't.
You'd have to come over here and look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is where we sit.
Yeah. Well, next week we're going to have a big show.
Yeah, we are. We're going to the Boiled Owl.
I guess we're going to the Boiled Owl.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Guess so.
I guess everybody's going.
Watching.
Huh?
How many people?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I think that we should all support Autumn.
Yeah,
we should
support.
We should always support Autumn. Have y'all been to the new Tarantula Tiki Lounge? You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there once. Yes.
What'd you think? Fucking amazing.
The drinks are
so good.
So flipping amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been there 3 times, tried every drink on the menu.
Oh.
No, you haven't.
Oh, wow.
Kept a track. No.
Which one have I not had?
There's some basic ones on there you haven't had.
Oh, okay.
The drinks are so good.
Yeah. So good.
It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I love it.
I'm amazed how, like, she put this together even during a pandemic.
She's been putting this together for years.
She has been. That's the point. Like, it was supposed to open before all of this, like, blew up. But
I'm
how she's, like, continued
she was able to change her plan enough to actually make a legitimate business out of something that would.
Well, you know what pisses me off is there's a place right across the street that started making tiki drinks. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like afterwards?
No
yeah.
one.
All
yeah.
of a sudden?
Yeah, they were like,
what are they called?
Well, I'm not going to say their name
you
on
can.
Here. Fuck them. No, I'm not. I'm not going to give them any publicity.
Use initials.
Okay, that's a good point.
No.
Fuck them. No.
Just go to Tarantula.
Go to Tarantula. Have the good drinks. Because I don't know what this little piece of shit
that makes me
dive
mad.
Bar, because I'm not going in there now.
That makes me mad.
Fuck them. Why do you gotta jump
you
on someone
else's shit? You know what I heard they have at that other place?
I totally support Autumn.
I support Autumn, too. And the other one, the Tarantula Tiki Lounge is good. The one across the street, bad. They have MAGA tiki drinks.
Yeah,
they
are Trump supporters.
Trump
along
shares.
With hot box biscuits.
That's the greatest tiki drinks in
don't
town.
Ever eat a hot box biscuit company.
Hot box biscuits
the
do
what?
Not like black
I've
people.
I've never tried them, but I do remember all the drama.
Yeah, that was a bunch
all
of
that
drama.
Dream.
That's the Proud Boy Tiki Lounge, right? Is that what
That's
we're saying?
Where
going
they
with?
Go.
Should we just let's cruise down South Main and call everybody out, and then we'll go to
just
Magnolia
cancel
and call
everyone.
Out the shit every.
We like Bearded Lady, right?
Yeah,
Bearded
Lady's
cool.
good.
Bearded Lady's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
Yeah. We like Wishbone.
We do love Wishbone and Flint.
Oh, yes. Jake's Place. It's all right, too. I had a good time there. Danny's Place.
What about Teenies? Is that
what
it's
called?
I want to go to Teenies, for sure.
I need to do the Teenies thing.
Because I want to go to brunch there.
Yeah, the pizza place with the elote pizza. Cellar. That's good.
They have really good beer.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Brandon said he would eat both of y'all's hot box biscuit.
Good Lord.
I am in.
Not hot box 100%.
Is that a pizza that they have there?
Biscuits brand.
Your hot box biscuit.
Your hot box biscuit.
That's what he said.
I want to try that pizza though.
the elote
hot box pizza.
What?
Wait,
yeah,
that pizza I need to place try down this there. Elote pizza.
That pizza place. What's it called down
there?
Who's
that elote pizza?
Me. No. It's awesome.
Amazing.
Where?
It's that place that's down there. I forgot the name of it, man. There's one in Carrollton. There's one in Dallas or like Deep Ellum. And there's one in the.
Say the name.
I can't remember the name.
I love elote.
So do I. The pizza. I make some dang good elote.
Why have you not cooked for me?
All right,
Every time you come over here and take the microphone, you never bring elote.
I will make chicken whatever tortilla soup.
Okay. All right. I mean.
And they want elote corn with hot Cheetos at the Denton Rodeo.
And then we'll drink it
with your MAGA friends.
And we'll eat it.
You guys enjoyed.
Yeah, that's what we had, an elote MAGA party.
An elote.
All right,
I don't doubt
elote,
two outs.
Pizza.
Only one person on base.
2 outs. Top of the seventh.
Go here.
Are we going to roll to the end of this game?
No.
What? You have 2 more innings.
I know. Maybe. Maybe we'll roll to the end of the game. What's next on your agenda for the show?
That's all I really
had.
That's
it. Zalat pizza.
Oh, that was all you had?
What's it called?
Zalat pizza.
Zalat?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's one on, I think it's on Magnolia, isn't it? And then there's one in Carrollton and there's one in Deep
Ellum. I don't know if there's one on Magnolia.
I don't think there's one on Magnolia.
I'll tell you. Hold on. I'll look it up.
There's a Connie
Tarrant
Rosso.
County.
Yeah. I do love
good.
Connie
I'm
Rosso.
I'm going to cook for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here where it's
Connie Rosso and...
Do you want me to bring sides or a dessert?
The place we headed on Magnolia got shut down because they were MAGA lovers.
Oh, yeah. The one where all the protests started happening.
Well,
but I don't remember. It was where Soma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Soma.
It was called Gay and Gayer.
That's not what it was called.
It wasn't.
It was called the Southside Rambler.
The Southside Rambler.
Go.
And
Trump and Trumpier.
But good for the people that worked there, like standing up.
Right. Well, and you know, they stood up for like the manager. The manager's like, dude, this is what's going on. Like, she finally like saw the light and was like, this is what's going on is wrong. We need to protect our employees. And the owners were like, doesn't matter. And so then all the employees, like, they fired her and all the employees turned on them. They were like,
well, one of the cooks grabbing people and stuff doing
Oh yeah, that was the other part of it. It wasn't just the COVID stuff. It was that one of the cooks was harassing everyone, and the manager was like we need to, you know, put a stop to this. And the owners were like, oh, he's not a bad guy, I've never seen him do that. Yeah, you were right. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. That's why you said you would never go there, because you didn't want to get grabbed in the pussy when you ordered a meal.
I guess there's not one over there. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
fuck
why are you
me.
Making up stories?
There's one in Dallas, though. There's one in Deep Ellum. There's one right outside of, like, off.
Hey, but I guess if you're famous, you can grab them by the pussy.
Whoa.
I'd grab them by the vote. They let you do it if you're registered.
Yep.
We've won awards 5 years in a row, and I will never grab someone in there.
I so hope that our votes matter every time.
Me too.
Yeah.
I canceled everybody's votes out.
Thanks.
I did too.
I feel that way. I feel that way whenever we talk about the electoral vote.
Yeah.
Are you one of those ones that are dumb and want to get rid of the electoral vote?
No.
Electoral.
No, I wouldn't say
there should
I want
be
to
no
get rid
electoral
of it.
Votes.
I don't want to say I want to get rid of it, but I mean,
I think the electoral vote follows the popular vote more than it does.
It's worrisome.
I thought it.
Do you understand how it works, right?
Yeah.
I am 100%.
Okay, because there's a lot of people that don't understand how it works, and they're like, we got to get rid of this. And it's like, no, you're fucking stupid, because it won't balance out ever again.
Yeah, it'd be
ever.
LA. It'd be LA and New York making the decision for us every year.
For the entire country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does make sense, but at the same time, it's troublesome whenever you think about we living in Texas.
What? We're a big jump, though. We have quite a bit.
Well, that's the thing about Texas that people don't understand. All these people that are leaving New York and LA are coming here, and so eventually, yeah, in like 5 years, we're gonna have a Texas blue wave. There's gonna be one, and then we go green.
But
yo.
But you also got to remember, like the biggest.
That makes you sad, huh?
Makes me real sad. MAGA no like green.
He'll be buying more shotgun shells. But the big thing is the biggest counties in the state are already blue.
Are they?
Harris, Travis, Dallas.
Dallas.
They have the most population.
The only one that's holding it up is Tarrant. And Tarrant almost turned blue like last election, didn't they?
I wouldn't be surprised really if close. Tarrant wasn't blue this election.
In even whatever
plus
El Paso is blue.
We have a bunch of California people.
That are moving here.
Like me.
Like Susie.
Yep. Making it better one vote at a time.
But look what the fuck y'all did to y'all state over the years.
Yeah. No, that is really sad because
we
had
California
like a super good surplus for so long, and then all of a sudden,
it's okay.
Not all of a sudden.
California will bounce back. Okay. Like everybody's bouncing right now, but eventually everybody's going
to
start.
Begging people to stay. And the entire fucking state's on fire.
At one point in time, I thought that they were trying to penalize people for leaving somehow.
They talked about it. If a business was to leave, they were going to penalize them.
Okay, it's a business.
So it's a business.
Yeah.
Mm. But then a lot of the businesses that want to leave are like, okay, your penalty is
way
let
less
me
than
empty
the
out,
taxes I'm
yeah,
going to pay.
Yeah, let me empty out my sock.
Yeah. Because it's all that Silicon Valley stuff, too. I mean, that's a drop in a hat.
I mean, look. Joe Rogan signs a huge contract. First thing he does is come to Texas so he doesn't have to pay the taxes on it.
Maybe one day we can all live in California and not like pay very much. I don't know.
I don't really want to live in California.
I think Rita needs to run on that.
I'd like to visit
president.
California for a long time.
I would like to visit for a period of time.
I love California. It's I always bitch about it, but as soon as I'm there, I'm like, I love this place.
Because it's so pretty.
I need to make a trip home next year. For
but
sure.
Yeah, like they're really suffering as far as people living there. Like they're wanting to get out because their taxes are freaking stupid.
Never mind. Okay.
I was going to say, is this like driving through Utah again and stuff?
I've never been to Utah and I want to go.
I walk like 10 feet into Utah.
I
want to go roll through Utah and knock a bunch of shit
very
out.
Very pretty.
Utah's gorgeous. I love it. When I was there visiting,
they have
my dad.
Morgies too.
Yeah,
I attended a morgie
and I went to National Park.
I want to hook up. I want to have like four women.
Yep.
A harem to bring home. And
but it will all be like.
I need
know.
Some polygamy beer.
Polygamy porter.
Polygamy
Who,
porter.
A polygamy porter.
Shit's good.
What about a polygamy stout?
No, they make a polygamy porter.
They do. They really do.
That's a real beer. It's good.
But no stout?
No.
Or a sour? No, just
no, but it's close enough to being a stout.
No.
It's good.
Nope.
What?
A porter?
Polygamy porter is close to being a stout. It's the closest.
I just like saying polygamy porter.
It's not
great,
super sweet.
Great alliteration.
It's pretty close
How about
to a stout.
Polygamy
it's good.
Porker?
To every day, I'm going to say polygamy porter.
That's how she's going to start her mornings. That's her morning mantra.
Dear sweet baby Jesus, thank you for this new day. Polygamy porter.
Polygamy?
Porter.
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 Mm-hmm.
What I'm about.
Yeah, I'd like to go through Utah. I'd like to roll through there and knock a bunch of stuff out.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see some things. I'd like to camp. I'd like to take pictures of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go up there
and
when
things.
I don't have to be rushed.
Yes.
And
I don't
want to feel rushed.
Yeah.
I want to go there and be left alone.
I would take 2 days at least per national park, and there's 5 parks there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just take a month through the entire state.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, take a couple weeks,
to get some peyote from
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll call in and say I've got COVID. And then I'll call in and say I have COVID again. That's a month. Let's
go. There you go.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll go hit.
Well, first
because
we need to get this podcast
guys have
paid.
COVID.
Fuck that. Let's just go.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either.
And then my trip to California, what I want to do is fly into LA and drive up to my hometown. So I get to drive through all my favorite places in California.
You want
to
fly into LA?
I do. I want to fly into LA.
Where are you from? Exactly.
Pismo Beach.
Pismo Beach.
805.
The 805.
Isn't that
Santa Barbara County, yo?
Isn't that what North Korea wants to wipe off the map? They got a missile.
You're such a socialist.
Yes.
I don't know what North Korea wants to do. I don't care.
They're Kim Jong-un at said, Pismo. I want to knock out
take
Pismo
out the,
Beach.
Take out that the central was like coast. The perfect response. I don't know what North Korea is doing, but I don't care. Perfect response.
You should run on that ticket.
Pismo Beach isn't on fire, is it?
Nope. Not right now. They were
We have a bunch
year.
Of friends in Orange County. I hope they're okay.
Well, I think they are. Aren't they?
Well,
yeah, they are.
Like South Irvine. Yeah. Irvine is shutting down a bunch of spots because of the fires. Yeah. And I've got a lot of Hoag Memorial.
T's and P's.
Yep.
To y'all.
Facilities that are closing down.
To our Bedfiles buddies.
We're supposed
you.
To go do a show out you. There like at the end of the year, but it's not going
to
happen.
We're supposed to go do another show when we go out for NAMM, and NAMM's not happening this year. So we got to figure out a way to get to California again.
Yeah.
California. Maybe we'll go out with we'll go with Susie and see where she came from and be like,
yes,
this is why you're so fucked up.
Okay. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Seriously,
road trip
count me in.
All the way out there.
We could road trip all the way out there. It would be a blast as well.
Oh, we could road trip.
I would love that.
So we could go to my favorite Six Flags, Magic Mountain. Love that place.
Is that where Eric's son works?
No, he works at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay. So we don't have a hookup.
But also
there.
Wait, fun.
Where's Knott's Berry Farm?
It's close. It's in the whole Lake Santa Clarita, like LA area.
Where's the San Clitoris?
Santa
Sorry?
Clarita.
Hey, is weed legal there?
Yeah, weed's
yes.
legal there.
That's the first thing Matt and I do when we land.
As soon as you get off the airplane,
is
like
go
right there,
find a dispensary.
Start eating edibles.
So we can
and
forget about why
pits.
We're there.
I like edibles.
I think we went on a three-hour trip to look for sunglasses
when you
last
get
time.
Egged.
I just can't find these sunglasses.
And then
man.
I got egged.
Well, Matt got a drive-by egging.
Tupac'd.
He got Tupac'd all over his chest.
Yeah.
Eggs down his chest.
Pock. Oh, wait. It's pocked, not pocked.
Got pocked.
Yeah.
So you got eggs? All down your...
Mm-hmm. He got attacked.
Yeah, I got attacked.
Why?
I was assaulted by California teenagers.
They went to a donut shop at like 1 in the morning.
We were drunk. Stoned.
I like donuts.
I like donuts, too.
And these, as they were walking back home, these kids saw them and were like...
They were gangsters, man.
They were like, those fat asses are good targets. And just started chunking eggs at them.
Yeah.
Look at those dumb.
You ever seen Boys in the Hood?
Hillbilly
it was a lot like
fat
that.
Asses.
They're like from Compton.
Yeah.
They were little rich white
like,
kids.
It wasn't like Menace to Society where Matt was in an alley going, I'll suck a dick for a sandwich.
It's a great movie, by the way.
Menace to Society is hardcore.
I didn't know you watched that, man.
Yeah, I know all those
Every time I hear Ghetto Bird, bom, 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 I think about that movie.
Oop.
That movie's brutal.
I watched that movie at Town Center.
Dang it.
I was the only white dude there, man.
Yeah. You're brave.
Yeah. It was awesome,
That's
too.
A skin on the wall.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it was interesting.
The lefty. Come on.
All right. It's been good.
It's been
great.
It's been fun, guys.
Been.
Thank you guys for coming in.
I got to drive back to Arkansas.
Yeah. I'm going to just sleep out here. It's nice and warm.
It is toasty. It is so
I
need
to get back
nice.
To the MAGA retreat.
Yeah? Y'all have a MAGA ritual you need to do? Do you need to go...
You need to sleep like closer. Like if you can't drive...
You need to go
do
worship
what?
The
you
owl.
Places to go.
Oh, I know.
Are you really going home or are you going to stay here?
No, I got to go home, man.
Oh, okay.
I got to get up and go to work.
How do
These
you
responsibilities and shit.
Fuck.
That's
Being
why
old and responsible.
Call in and say you have COVID.
That's why you see that like button while you're watching us.
You call in and
you
say
go
you got
that,
COVID.
Hit that
I've
like
got COVID.
Button.
Yeah, down
you
below.
Go ahead and subscribe.
Go ahead and hit like and subscribe.
Then you go ahead and start sending us donations.
And you know what? Go
so
check
this silly
out.
Motherfucker can retire.
If you go to our website, jerryjonestownmassacre.com, there's a PayPal link there. You can donate
to
Matt
us. And we can buy new
Stuff.
Gear, and we can retire. We can do this all the time.
And new beer.
We can get
and we can get
new
some
beer.
Beers. We can get new gear, new beers, you know?
Do you want
for a new year.
For a new
year. For new years. I'm
here for you.
I can put out the new rap album too.
Don't
coming out.
Make your
turning point. Who are we shouting out? Turning Point.
Turning Point.
No, turning
don't
Point.
Don't let hair force you out.
Although, no, like they do have a new beer that's amazing.
I'm gonna go by and check them out. If look, here's the deal.
Let's go together.
No. Here's the deal. Settler's
mom.
Here's a race, okay? And I'm gonna tag all three of these in this podcast. Here's a race.
The Greeks are fucked.
Of which one wants to be a sponsor of this show? I'm talking about 80,000 people, a show that is simulcast across Britain 4 times a week, a 5-time award-winning podcast that are up over my shoulder right here by the Fort Worth Weekly. We've been written in the Austin Chronicle, the D Magazine. I mean, come on. So we're going to throw this out to you guys. This is a race.
It's a
race. Between Turning Point
and Brutal.
Brutal Beer Works.
And Martin House.
And no.
Yeah, they've already.
Idle.
Yeah. Oh,
False Idle Brewing.
Martin House has already pissed us off.
Which one of you three, we're only going to take one, want to be a sponsor of the show, man. We'll talk about you every week.
Guaranteed.
You just got to give us some beer.
You sluts.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? I don't know. That's not how you get sponsors. Wow. You don't call them sluts.
We need a meetup like during the week just to go do False Idol. Just check it out.
I'll go check them out. But those three, I'm throwing it out to them. I'm throwing down the gauntlet right here at the end of the show. We'll take one of them and we will talk about you every week. We'll drink your product and we will. I mean, we have bands in here every week. We have people to turn you on to our stuff.
We need to have one, actually, pretty soon. We haven't had any bands.
So it's all up to you. It's all up to you. I mean, next week, we're not going to be able to talk about you much because...
We'll be covering elections.
We're
going to
be at the Boiled Owl doing some election stuff. But
I'll be there.
Next week, I mean, we've got bands lined up through November and December. So, you know, hey, we'll just be talking about your beer.
We like beer.
We like to party.
We like money. Beer.
I like
money and beer.
Well, see,
and
here's
stripper
the thing.
Smell.
Give us some,
Jesus.
You give us beer, so we don't have to pay for it, and then we have the
then
money
we can
in
start
our
saving money and investing it wisely.
And we invest it wisely in MAGA
and
stocks.
Burisimo.
Because he likes MAGA.
And we're gonna put it in a crazy.
I can
Ponzi
give
scheme.
All my money to Donald Trump's son.
Yeah, because he's a good investor.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Hey, everybody have fun this week with the elections and stuff.
Hey,
love
remember
you guys.
It's not the end of the world.
Love
everybody
you.
Wang Chung.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Hey.
But vote like your life depended on it.
Yes. Certified freak 7 days a week.
Nope. You've been ending the show with that every week.
Okay, we can Wang Chung then.
Wing Chung.
Wing.
Good night. Later.
Good night. Bye.
Asshole.
Love you. Mean it.
Me fly too low.